14 to Doomben in Brisbane. Now, they're, of course, an hour behind us, but these are the current scratchings. It's Fine A Good Three, the rail at 1 metre. Race one, take out 7, Surf Ski, number 7. Race two, number 1, Dusty's Felt, number 1. The third, number 7, Tear It Up, number 7. The fourth, 8, Play Action, number 8. Doomben Race 5, number 1, I Am Boss, and 12, Deriza, 1 and 12. Race 6, 10, Manfred the Man, and 13, Lucky Lucre, 10 and 13. Race 7, 1, Southerly, and 5, Spartha, 1 and 5. And Race 8, 9, Warhog, 10, Get On, 16, Tsar Knight, and the emergency number 17, 9, 10, 16, and 17. And for South Australia, for Morfordville Parks, we've got Fine and a Dead 4, penetrometer 5.23, and the rail is True. These aren't interim at this stage, but these are the current scratchings for Morfordville Parks. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 3, Grand Savannah, 7, White Line Fever, and 8, Eclate, 3, 7, and 8. Race 3, number 2, Baklava Boy, 6, 5th Century, and 10, Surprise Us, 2, 6, and 10. Races 4 and 5 are clear. Race 6, number 2, Lucky Striker, 8, Spun Dry, 12, Ravage Heart, and the emergency number 13, 2, 8, 12, and 13. Race 7, number 8, Oh George, number 8. Race 8 at the moment is clear. And Race 9, 1 a point and 4, Knoxville, 1 and 4. They're the current scratchings for Morfordville Parks. Now, we've got another late scratching at Moonee Valley, this time out of Race 5, the Moonee Valley Cup. Number 3, Mr. O'Kieran, has come out. So we've got two late scratchings now for Moonee Valley. Race 5, number 3, Mr. O'Kieran, and Race 6, number 5, Trust in August. It's 2 after 8.
When the stakes are higher for fashion, fillies and form on Oaks Day, your best bet is Lada Toyota Ladies Day at Hawkesbury Races. Gates open at 10:30 a.m. and the first 1,000 ladies receive a skin fitness gift bag. Plus, there's over $20,000 in prizes for fashions on the field. Now that's worth frocking up for. Plenty of parking or catch a train to Clarendon. Check out the club's website or Facebook for promotions, pricing and free entry options. See you at Lada Toyota Ladies Day at Hawkesbury, Thursday, November 6th.
Now, the bigger a brand gets,
the harder it is to love. But if you want to get nice and close to your customer...
Oh, sorry, too close.
Do it through their favourite radio station.
It's a love thing. It's a love thing. Everyone loves. It's a love thing. It's why I love it's radio. A love thing.
Australians love local radio. It makes them happy, keeps them informed and connects them with everyone in their community.
It's a love thing.
So why not take your big national brand and buddy up with radio?
Yeah, yeah.
Just search radio.
Woo!
It's a love thing. You'll sound like a local.
Right across Australia.
Dallas Baker joins us from puntershow.com.au and all eyes are on Cox Plate Day down in Melbourne, Dallas.
Yeah, absolutely, Andrew. And we'd like to think we've got just about every base covered with our professional products and... Well, a lot of our eyes from our audience was on Moonee Valley last night, Andrew, and you've been reading the ads all morning about Darren Potter and saying how well he's gone, but we can add to that to say that he's done it again last night. This is just an amazing run that he's on. He's returned another 100% profit on turnover last night, and he is just smashing it.
Okay, well, that sounds good because he's going to be playing as one of the key players in your team at Moonee Valley along with the likes of Warren Huntley and his mounting yard mail.
Yeah, it's a great team. Warren's been stood the test of time for about 5 years now, Andrew, and just continues to consistently turn over winning sets year in, year out. So Warren's last couple of weeks have been a little bit down for his standards, but every time that he does that over the last 5 years, he bounces right back, and we're sure that that's going to be happening today with Cox Plate Day, a day that he normally nails, and he has done every year in the past. And, of course, we've got Peter Lawrence last night as well, too, who replaced Robbie Waterhouse with the boutique carnival set that we do for both the spring and the autumn. He absolutely smashed it last night, too, and returned about 100% profit on turnover as well. So he's flying. And then to complete the set is the Vizzicati race speed profiles, Andrew, which the feature race record of those has just been outstanding. And we added Amaya Ratsky to the list of the long list of feature race winners over the last few weeks for that last week. So they're available for both Sydney and Melbourne. So, mate, whatever you want, whether it's Cox Plate Day, whether it's in Sydney, we've got all of our products available there, or it's the easiest service through one to follow for just $10 that you've been mentioning all morning as well too, which is the best one around the Punter Show. Very confident of another winning day, Andrew, because it's been great over the last few weeks, and we've been winning and winning well.
Well, of course, our listeners can go to the webpage, puntershow.com, and get all the details, puntershow.com.au. Thanks, Dallas.
Good on you, Andrew. Good luck to all.
6 minutes past eight it is. This is Sky Sports Radio, and Ron Duffacy and Mike Fraser are with us, and we're about to look at Rose Hill as well. Of course, our main meeting here in Sydney on, as we told you, a good three. It's quite foggy this morning, but it will be a fine afternoon, and chairing the stewards is Ray Murray. Morning, Ray.
Hi, Andrew. Duff, Mike.
Hey, Ray.
How's morning, things Ray. Going within the stewards? Any developments on anything we should be updating?
No, look, we go to the Darren Smith matter and the cobalt inquiries on Thursday. The last week, we just had races every day. We butted up everywhere. So whilst the emphasis is on Melbourne, the racing still goes on in Sydney. And I thought it was great to see the crowd. We've got the last two Saturdays, over 18,000.
Yeah.
At Randwick rolled up. So it's lovely to see such a big audience and obviously the trading off the Spring Carnival in Melbourne.
Yeah, for sure. Just on a question unrelated, but just on the stewards, with so many meetings around the state, your numbers are good, Ray?
Oh, look, we just have to roster around it. I went out to Hawkesbury and did Wednesday, but the boys that went last night still have to butter up the next day.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
look, that's part of the deal. If you didn't like that part of it, Andrew, you wouldn't do the job.
Yeah, no, understand. All right, well, what have you got for us for Rose Hill today?
Couple there. Start race one, Wine Tales. It had no luck at Randwick on the 11th of October. It got held up until really till the last 200 metres, only beaten a length by slightly sweet. He did get back in a slow run race as well, which, you know, more merit in the run. Race two, Mind Two at Randwick the same day in the race won by Pirouette. It ran fifth of tenth, but it missed the start and didn't get a clear crack at them till late in the straight, until the 200. And one that would be a bit of odds, but certainly got a mention out of the Scone Stewart's report on the 16th of October, was Stop the Flight. It ran third behind the lad, but clearly should have won. And a rider replacement there from the Apprentice up to Glenn Schofield, which probably assists its case as well. Mm-hmm. Andrew, then take you through to race five, there's a couple in that, and that's the end for the day. Pillow Talk, it certainly had no luck at Warwick Farm on the 15th of October, ridden by an apprentice there. It was held up on the turn and the early part of the straight. Tim Clark goes on today, and the Hawks run a More Love in the market at Canterbury. It got back last on the rails and got an inside run, but was held up for quite some distance in the straight and ran fourth. Transfers, only beaten 1.2, and then had to alter course inside the furlong to get clear running, so certainly was going to be closer.
Righto, so that's Pillow Talk and More Love for Hawks Racing there in race five. Good luck today, plenty of attention on Rose Hill.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Ray. Ray Murray, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. So with the likes of Ron Duffacy and Mike Fraser, we welcome from tab.com.au. He's in Melbourne again. Hope he's made some money for the company. Glenn Munsey.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Michael. Morning, Ronnie. Going to the barriers here for the last at Moonee Valley and just getting ready
the
to...
The protest is still going.
Oh, fair dinkum. I was waiting. I thought they were going to wheel in Oscar Pistorius or Perry Mason there last night. And I tell you what.
Theatre it was.
Yeah. Oh, boys, I'm looking forward to Rose Hill today. Hopefully you can win by being third in the run.
Yeah. Fair track. Ask the Victorians.
Now, Andrew, you did say, I don't like to pick you up for any mistakes, but you did say the rail was normal last night at Moonee Valley.
Well, it was in the true position.
Oh, I thought it was out...
it was in the abnormal position.
I thought it was out 113 metres there last night. Oh, I tell you what.
He did say that they put five metres of rain on the track, too.
Oh, did I?
5 millimetres. Jeez, well, likes to pick. I'm going to pick up on you everything you do.
No, Andrew, don't you complain. I brought you in breakfast this morning, a beautiful cappuccino. Yeah, even the lady next door, she said, oh, Mr. Andrew.
No,
little chocolate for
she
Andrew.
Did not. She did
and,
righto. Yeah. All right, let's find out.
I'll be happy with a couple of cold sausage rolls and that press room at Rose Hill today. I'm usually the only one in there on Cox Plate Day. I can't get a Guernsey anywhere.
Oh, don't worry, Ron. You know,
just remind yourself of your trip.
Come next Thursday,
you've got to pull here at Sky Sports Radio. Like, don't you need me in any work capacity at Cox Plate Day, surely?
Don't worry, Ron. You know, next Thursday, seat 1A down here to get ready for Formline next Thursday night here. And then, of course, Saturday at Flemington and then Birdcage or wherever it is you get to.
Okay, we better get moving here.
We're running late, are we?
A little bit. Not as bad as last week.
Can't believe it.
We're running 4 minutes ahead of last week, but
which is 20 minutes late.
11 minutes past eight, we launch into race one at Rose Hill at 5-1.
And it's the Billy Gilmore, but they might call him Billy anyway. The Billy Gilmore Tennis Centre Plate here, the first on the program at 5-1, where Good Project is at $9.50. Modoc's at 13, Redoubtable Heart at 4.40, Zedfast at 15, Santiario at 15, Allegria $2.80, just favourite over Winetails at $2.90, and they're just waiting for Tegan Harrison to come in and fix this computer here because it's not working properly. I was going off the app there with the prices.
Speed in the race, well, a Good Project rolls to the lead. Redoubtable Heart will come across and maybe cover up Santorino, or was it Santorio, whatever it's called. Then the favourite will probably drop him behind. Zedfast has got a bit of speed if they want to use it. He's been jagged a couple of times, but I think Good Project leads comfortably.
Yeah, he's got good gate speed, hasn't he? And he was caught, although they tried to restrain him the other day, and he was caught wide the whole way. Oh, I thought Centurio, Gay Waterhouse, first up 13.50, mind you. It could push through and hold the lead here, resuming from a spell. We should have asked Lloyd about that, actually. I see it's got the Williams colours on. I like Allegria here. I know it's dangerous getting it carried away with Kensington Track maidens coming into a Saturday meeting, but boy, to the eye, she was outstanding, this filly. She looked to have good quality. She got held up. She got shuffled back in the ruck, and she sprouted wings off a good speed, mind you, and got the job done. I'll trust the eye and put her on top here to beat 7 Winetails, who's got the better depth of form and a terrific run first up, and surely she'll take benefit from that. And a good draw here today, Chris envisages that she races in a better position. One Good Project needed to run first up, and it was a tough run, a better draw and a softer angle here. And 3 Redoubtable Heart won the same day as my top pick, Allegria, and mind you, he run exactly the same time overall, so there's no knock on him. Although he got all the breaks winning first up, where the filly didn't. I'm 6. I think she's pretty good from 7, 1, and 3.
Yeah, hard to go past, isn't it? And it was a pretty impressive win. It was only a narrow win, but sort of overcame difficulties. As Ron said, this filly has got a really nice action. She's got a lovely rhythm. And there was just something to like about her, the way she went about her business. I've got her on top of the 4 Zedfast. I just can't work the discrepancy in the price between it and Winetails. There wasn't that much between their runs at Randwick. Zedfast had to make a long run from the back of the field and went round, whereas Winetails just smoked his pipe and came out and got over the top of him the last 50 yards, but he did a lot more work in the run.
Maybe because he's up and running and fit, and maybe the theory is thinking, well, the other horses have got more improvement than Zedfast.
Could be. I'm not disagreeing with that, but I don't think that the discrepancy in the price is justified based on their runs. That's what I'm on that one particular run. Anyway, I've got six on top of four. As I say, Zed Fast, I think he's ready to get home over the top of them at the price. He's got a good turn of foot. I think the back in distance 50 metres doesn't really worry him in a small field. Six to beat four. Six to beat four, seven Wine Tails for third. You pretty much said it all there. It did hit the line quite strongly. And for fourth, number two, Modoc. Gee whiz, he needs things to go his way, this horse, but it's a distinct class drop for him. He needs dry tracks, and I think 1350 is pretty much his ideal distance. He can get home into a place. 6-4-7-2.
Matt Hill calls, of course, for Sky Sports Radio. He likes six as well. Six to beat 7, 5, and 1 in race one. 6, 7, 5, and 1. And, boys, we should mention, of course, should have done this at the start, but it's the big Men of League Cox Plate Day at Rose Hill today, and TAB Reward members receive free entry into Rose Hill. Of course, the big screens are out there, and we should mention that customers at Rose Hill simply need to show their TAB Rewards card or their TAB account card at the gates, and you'll save the general admission price of $20. So a good reason to be out there. And guys, the Man of League Foundation, they'll be raising coin out there today.
Yeah, and if you want to join the Men of League Foundation, it's $10 to join the Men of League Foundation. They do a great job there with all the former, you'd think, you know, they're only dealing with former NRL players, but they actually deal with anybody that actually plays the game of rugby league, and they do an absolutely magnificent job there. The Men of League, we donated, I think it was just over 2,000, I think, yesterday, courtesy of Zorba Zappers on the Big Weekend Sports Program. Peter Peters, of course,
yep,
who comes on to give his tips, and he has a bet every week for the Men of League. I think it was just over 2,000. And our new boy, Gerald Middleton, did the honours yesterday, presenting the cheque to Michael Buettner and also Zorba and someone else whose name just escapes me at the moment, but I saw a photo of it last night.
Yeah, well done. And as I say, money to be raised today. Race two comes up at 1:30.
Well, talking about great people, this second race is the Primo Moratus Plate. And, of course, Nick Moratus there, one of the greatest men to ever walk the earth. Brooklyn here, the toppy, is out 10 cents, the winner, nothing, the place, the deduction. Larrikin Prince at 13. Baguar, I'm going to go with it anyway, that's the pronunciation, at 17. Captain Excel, 26. Furnace is $1.60, Island at 21, Road Assassin at 35, although the bookies in Melbourne say that's not a proper price. Mine 2 at 8, Stop the Fight at 13, Fleeting Melody at $9.50, Ultimate Fantasy at $15. Fairly quiet here, the best supported runner, Furnaces, went up $1.75 into $1.60, best back to beat it is the bottom one here, Ultimate Fantasy for Mark Connors and the Duck, Peking.
Well, this horse, this favourite, comes out running. It's got a beautiful draw. It'll go straight to the front. With the scratching of Brooklyn now, I don't think it'll be a contest for the lead. And then posing up behind, it'll be horses like Ultimate Fantasy. Mine too, with that race experience, won't be too far away. And Captain Excel showed a bit of speed in the trials, and from all that wide draw, probably come across. But it looks to get an unopposed lead, I think, Ron.
Five on top. Furnaces looks the goods. Look, flew out, did it easy in his trial. As we said earlier, run time, beautiful barrier. Danger 8, Mine 2. Two trials were okay prior to a very good debut there where she had no luck. And she's got a terrific chance of if the favourite stubs his toe. 10, Fleeting Melody got back and ran on to win a trial at home, unextended, a second slower than Furnaces, but seemed another one that has some ability, and best of the rest is 7 Road Assassin. Barrier 1 this time. He was fair at the trials and then obviously didn't do much the other day in the Breeders' Plate, but I thought that was a forgiving run, and at 40-1 can be included in the multi-placings here. 5, 8, 10 and 7.
Yep, it looks hard to beat. Super trial, ran good time. As I said, the only point I made was it gets onto a bigger track with the longest straight for the first time and at 1100, but if it overcomes those couple of minor things, it looks too good for them. But Mine too is the only possible danger. I thought it was a terrific debut. At Randwick was sort of cluttered up for room. The inside was slightly inferior. Beaten, 1.3 lengths. It's got the claim today. Got race experience and looks likely to get a good run. Throw those things in and it's bound to be competitive. 2, Larrikin Prince for third. It debuted in the Breeders 3 weeks ago. Look, I think it was beaten around about five lengths, but that beaten margin was a little bit misleading. You know, it sort of picked itself up the last 80 or 90 yards and got home okay. Bit more experienced, extra 100 yards will help it. Look for it to be sort of, you know, hitting the line into the place. And at number 10, A Fleeting Melody. I didn't mind its trial. Comes off a Warwick Farm BT win where it was put under a little bit of pressure, but did the job in good style and looks likely, well, to get a reasonable run. I'm 5-8, 2-10.
Five as well for Matt Hill Furnaces to be 2-1-6. 5-2-1-6. Back to look at race three in a moment. Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debts into just one regular weekly repayment, interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions, solutions for your financial freedom. Give them a call, 1-300-107-155, or go to their webpage, capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Albury Racing Club has more tab racing for you today. Albury's Cox Plate Race Day is a matinee meeting. First race, 10 past 12. There'll be live music in the beer garden and all the feature racing from Moonee Valley. So, see you at Albury today.
Hello.
All right, enough work. We're going to Mexican.
Your next great night could begin somewhere exotic.
Hey, keep this weekend free and pack for the beach.
Your next great weekend could begin with a surprise. Your next great drive? It begins with the Mazda 3 range. Full smartphone integration. The fuel economy of SkyActiv technology. Select models can even sense trouble and brake automatically. All new Mazda 3 hatch or sedan. The next great drive begins at your Mazda dealer or Mazda3.com.au.
The new kid on the block, Darren Potter, continues to absolutely smash them, as we've told you last night again at Moonee Valley. Darren's produced another huge set of results for the Punters Show followers and is averaging 100% profit on turnover for the carnival. To get the assessments for Darren Potter today at Moonee Valley, go to puntershow.com.au. And also available, Warren Huntley's Mounting Yard Mail, Peter Lawrence's set, and Vince Accardi's race speed profiles. Go get them. Go this morning. Puntershow.com.au.
TAB brings you Racing HQ Saturday on your sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
We're working through Rose Hill today on a good three. A fine sunny afternoon coming up and about 28 degrees expected out there. Ron Duffy, Mike Fraser and the markets from TAB with Glenn Munsey for race three.
Yes, it's not the Chris Waller handicap. It's the Alpha Flight Services handicap here. The third, where Beyond Thankful is a $15 chance. Pythagorean at $3.80. Campanology is out, 10 cents the win, nothing the place. Intimate Moment at 8. Forever Crazy at 8. Grand Marshal Favourite, $2.80. Saigon Tea at 6. Barge and Charge at $9.50. And Hasten, I think he ran last night, didn't he? He's a scratching anyway, a no deduction. Best supported runner here is Grand Marshal, and he went up as a $3.20 chance. That was with Campanology in the race as a $7 chance, though. Best supported to beat him is Pythagorean, and then Forever Crazy.
Seven runners in the race. Pythagorean leads. Barge and Charge will hold its spot. The favourite, Grand Marshal, will come across and sit somewhere second or third, and then the other four like to find their position back off the speed. Beyond Thankful probably settle fourth.
Yeah, look, an interesting race. As far as the tempo is concerned, listening to Chris, well, he says Pythagorean lead, but they're going to tell him to settle him. So maybe it's an opportunity, Anthony Cummings, to just say, oh, God, I don't want none of this rot. Just show some intent on Barge in Charge and maybe take up the running. I like Grand Marshal. In the ideal world, I'd like a mile and a half for him, but he chased a record speed up front last time. He's a horse that's tough now. He's ready to win, and hopefully he's in touch with them here, and he'll be too tough. I think Forever Crazy's the danger. She was a month between runs last time, and she ran on nicely behind Nina Rock. That looks good form, and she's sure to be running on at the end of this race here. Two, Pythagorean, if he does happen to be left alone in front, he's shooting for three straight, and the 2,000 metres now should pose him no problems. And if they do decided to go forward on Barge in Charge, and he's left alone. It was a gritty win at midweek class last time, and I still think he has a little bit of upside to his credit. I'm 6-5, and then whatever happens up front, 2-8.
Yeah, I'm with him also, the 6. He's been consistent up on the speed. His last 3 or 4 all in this distance range. As Ronnie said, he chased in a very hot speed behind Order of the Sun last start at Randwick. Should be rock hard fit now. Obviously looking for a tad further, but a dry track in a small field with Jim Cassidy on board, he's going to be hard to run down. The danger, I thought, was number 4, Intimate Moment. Number 2, Pythagorean, is my second pick. Looks likely to fly solo here and on pacer. He's won up to a mile, first try at 2,000, but, given the dynamics of how this race looks likely to unfold, he gets his chance to run the trip. 6 to beat 2, 4, Intimate Moment for third. She's had three runs in Melbourne, three mares runs between 1,300 and 1,600. She gets the claim here. I think she'll appreciate the 2,000 and gets her chance to get into the race. 6-2-4, and for fourth I throw in number 5, Forever Crazy. Wasn't suited by the tempo or the bias in the Inks, and that was her first run for 42 days. She gets a dry track, which is a big bonus for her. And if they, as Ronnie said, if they do muck the speed on up front, she'll be running on strongly. 6-2-4-5.
Ron, can I just grab your numbers there, mate, for the third?
Race 3, my numbers are 6-5-2-8.
6-5-2-8. And for Matt Hill, it's 6 as well. Graham Marshall to be 2-7-8. 6-2-7-8. On Man of League Day, here's another keen sponsor, race number 4.
Yes, it's the Sydney Markets for Lonte here, and I think you'll find the Sydney Markets, the boys are at the markets on Wednesday morning.
Yeah,
I think you'll find
cherries.
The cherry auction the cherry auction there, which is, they basically signal that as the start of the summer season there at the markets with the cherry auction. But Aomen here, the toppy, came out last night, and it's a 22-cent deduction, nothing the place. Monton at $3.40. Jeez, it's been a busy week for their connections of Monton, Brambles, of course, and Boss Lane and the Duna Boys, $3.40 favourite. Riva de Largo at 7, Spurtonic 4.60. I'm Imposing 4.60, Disciple 9.50. Boozy Rouge at 6, Centre Desert at $17. Probably the quietest betting race of the day. Fractionally more money for Spurtonic than Boozy Rouge, but Ronnie's bill at China Doll most Sundays is more than this.
Speed in the race, well, there is none now with the scratching of the toppy. I'm pretty sure Monton will roll to the front here, lead unopposed from maybe Spurtonic and Boozy Roos. Disciple has been ridden back recently, but he's got go forward speed if they ever want to use it. I'm Imposing, and the others want to settle down, but he looks to be gifted the lead if he wants it, Monton.
Yeah, agree, although Spurtonic's fresh at 1,500 first up, but Monton's a fit racehorse now, and he I'd like to see him lead for a change. I've seen him much doing that in the past. I think he's left as the winner here. I know he's just a bit of a grinder, but an extra 100 metres today, hopefully on pace favours with that rail out, and he is set to be very, very honest again. Dangers of 5, I'm Imposing, who's 2 months off the scene and an easy trial. This is how he likes it, with little gaps between runs at 1,500, and if they get at each other a bit early, he gets last look at them, and Barrier 1 will help him. 7, Boozy Rouge, as honest as they come. She's been up a while but continues to race well, and at least she's got a bit of spring in her step. She has got a touch of acceleration, which may help her with this tempo up in the air here. And look for an improved running from showing from number 6, Disciple, 2, 5, 7 and 6.
He does look the goods, doesn't he? The only point I'll add about Monton is he's having his fifth run back today, and he gets back to Rose Hill. He's got a distinct liking for the 1,500 metres of that track. Every time he gets there, he rates through the roof. Mm. And getting away from Randwick, not that he dislikes Randwick, but he just really sort of gets into his comfort zone when he gets into a 1,500 metre race at Rose Hill. With the claim, the way the race looks likely to unfold, I think he'd be too good for them. The danger, I thought, was I'm Imposing. He's been really good. He's 5 of his last 6 runs. His last 3 have been at and around this trip, 1,500 to 1,600. He's had a 50-day break, lovely cold trial. He's a horse that obviously likes to react fresh, but he does look to need just a tad more ground, and the tempo of the race is the slight concern. Two to beat five, seven Boozy Rouge. She's been pretty sound this preparation. She had a checkered path two runs back in the Tibby, and in the Yanks last start, she was up on the speed and slightly inferior ground and still performed pretty well. For fourth, number eight, Center Desert, 1500, coming back in distance to 1500 is probably not ideal, because it didn't do a bad job first up at Warwick Farm off that unsuitable tempo. Comes back 100 metres here and looks likely to get no speed at all, so its job is made a little harder. 2, 5, 7 and 8.
For Matt Hill, it's 2 as well. Monton to beat 7, 4 and 5. 2, 7, 4 and 5. You've been similar numbers all the way along. Let's hope it ends up that way.
Mm.
Sometimes it's sort of, there's one sort of, one will pop its head through, won't it?
Yep, for sure.
You've all been tipping the same horses at this stage. The early quaddy races 1, 2, 3 and 4 today, back with an 8 race card. So the early quaddy at Rose Hill, 1, 2, 3 and 4. The regular quaddy, Glenn, starts with race 5.
And it's the Harvey Norman here, race 5 on the program at Rose Hill Gardens this afternoon, where Made to Order here, the toppy, is a $6 chance. Transfers is $4, and that makes it favourite. Nella Moss came out on Thursday, the deduction there, 6 cents the winner, nothing the place. Doubtful Miss at 15, Elegant Doubt 15, Pillow Talk 5.50, Peace Force 5.50, More Love at 8, good Cornella that, More Love and Pillow Talk, Without a Shadow at 9, Shanina at 35, Spinning Diamond at 26, and All Sizes is 101, one of Ronnie's favourite type races here, but this is a mare's, the benchmark 75. Best supported runner is Transfers in front of Pillow Talk, but once again, very, very quiet.
Yeah, well, the scratching number three, I had it coming across and forcing the issue to take up the running. Well, it's gone out of the race now, and so therefore we lose a bit of the speed. But I think Transfers from that good draw with Winona on board will press forward, more than likely could take up the running or box seat. Doubtful Miss will try to go with her. Then I struggled a bit, Ron. I sort of maybe Made to Order from a wide draw will press forward, Peace Force maybe go forward a little bit, but I struggle with a bit away from Transfers and the other one.
I agree. I think after the scratchings, it's advantage Transfers from an inside draw, and I had maybe one or even both of the stablemates going forward, Doubtful Miss and or Without a Shadow. So, interesting race as far as the tempo is concerned. I was more keen with Nella Moss in the race on Pillow Talk number 6. I think, look, she was held up and should have finished closer there at Warwick Farm last time. I think she's right at the top of a game, fourth up. She did have good support there at Warwick Farm, suggesting that she's, you know, in pretty good shape. Drier track here today, and I think with any luck at all, she's right in the finish. Terrified at number 2. She's 2 from 2 this preparation. She gets this star young jockey who what did she do? Rode the first 3 winners last night at Canterbury. We had Winona Costin, even Godolphin's found her here. And she's a very good judge of speed, so she'll judge Transfers to well. Of the others, 8 More Love, bit of a back marker, a little bit of an unlucky run at Canterbury last time, just come up the fence there and run into dead ends against in the Transfers race. So that form line, if we can trust it, certainly gives her a chance. Whether the tempo and the rail positioning here is to her advantage, I'm not so sure. And best of the rest is Peace Force, who was a sound midweek win last second up, and third up here has to be given a chance again. Lots of angles you could take here, but 6, 2, 8 and 7 for me.
I've gone with Transfers number 2. I think this horse in its previous 3 preparations had 9 runs for 1 win, had a bit of a tag as a non-winner, but has thrown that theory out the window this prep. It's only won narrowly both runs, but it's undefeated so far this campaign. With the claim and the way the race is looking likely to unfold, it looks a realistic chance of putting 3 wins together. Got it on top of the 11, Spinning Diamond. This mare trained by Sam Kavanagh. Wants to over-race a bit, this horse, and does a few things wrong, but there's just something about it. She had a few runs in South Australia, then she's come up here. She's been placed 2 of the 4 runs between 1,200 and 1,500. This mare can gallop, but as I said, she wants to get up on the bit a little bit too much. Jim Cassidy goes on board from Barrier 1, if he can lock her down and get her to relax, she could have something to offer at the end of the race. Two on top of 11. I put 7 in for third, Peace Force. It's hit the line strongly in two of its four runs, and both runs back, I should say, at Warwick Farm over 1,300 and 1,400. It was a winner last start. If it goes forward in the map, the tempo aspect should fall into place. 27 days between runs, not really an issue, so no problem there. And for fourth, number six, Pillow Talk has run on all three runs this preparation. The two latest at Warwick Farm were good. Goes up a little bit in the weights, but, you know, it gets its chance in what looks a pretty wide event. Two on top, 11, 7 and 6.
Two as well for Matt Hill, transfers to beat 4-7 and 1, 2-4, 7 and 1. One thing I should have mentioned, boys, this morning was the training effort last night of Brett Thompson to go down from Gulgong, stayed at Brett Kavanagh's at Albury and took down Slate on Edge and won his first ever Metropolitan race. He's been a hobby trainer, but there he was. It was great emotion after the race watching it, and well done to Brett and the whole family that were a part of it last night.
Yeah, he jerried you at the lead.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck to him.
That might have been Dwayne.
Did you, Mum?
Well, you did, Ronnie, because, like, for example, the last winner there, Phaedon, was $2.70 in the morning. It went up $1.90.
He was a fours on chance once the track unfolded.
And I tell you what, you wouldn't have taken 40 to one it when they straightened for home.
No, he was gone. But that was the pattern of the night.
Yeah,
it was. In a major developing news story out of America, just coming through, authorities now calling an assault by a Navy veteran a terror attack. Four New York police officers have been assaulted with an axe. No. So you'll hear more about that.
He probably had an axe to grind, that bloke.
He probably did, but
Andrew, that's old news. That was on the news last night.
Well, I'm sorry, but
his Twitter feed's blocked up with Racing Victoria stewards.
There's people. A massive manhunt is underway in Northern California after a man shot at least three police officers and one civilian. It's all happening in the US.
He went to Northern California because he knew it never rains in Southern California.
Yeah. Let's move to race number six here. He's working red hot this morning. Oh, you can sense he's got the coffees in him this morning.
Don't drink coffee, Andrew. My body's a temple.
The Pepsi might have been Max, going in early. Yeah. Let's get the market for race six.
And race six, congratulations to them, the Canterbury Leagues Club, because they played in the grand final in the National Rugby League and ran second to Souths. Green Beret here is a $3.80 chance. Not favourite, though. Centre de Noche came out this morning, 8 cents the win and nothing the place. Floral Inside at 26, Biloxi at 8, Fort Sumter 21, Rosa Falvalon at $9.50. Windjammer won't be going round for its new trainer Chris Waller today. He scratched 11 cents the win and nothing the place. Alberto Magic $3.80. Cadiro came out on Thursday, 8 cents the win and 8 cents the place. Atmospherical, here's your favourite for David Pfeiffer at $3.50. Ivory Cognac 26, how did he do it? At 26, and Shiraz came out yesterday, no deduction, no injury to Shiraz, just because of the barrier there, speaking to former Leviathan Western Districts bookmaker and man about town raconteur and accountant of the stars, Peter Wheely. It'll be saved for another day. Best back runner here with the scratchings is Atmospherical, just in front of Green Beret.
Well, there was a fair bit of speed in the race. A couple of these scratchings were drawn wide and they were go-forward horses, but I still think it'll be solid enough with Biloxi, Alberta Magic, the top weight Green Beret, all going forward and wanting to hold some sort of a spot. And then you've got Fort Sumter, Rosa Falbalon, Floral Insight. An Atmospherical has drawn out, the widest. It's got to come across and get in somewhere too. So they will go forward and generate a bit of speed here, Ron.
Yeah, just taking the real sting out of it, Centre de Noche, because he's a horse that just lays into the rail and goes a million mile an hour. And he was assured that they were just going to be warp speed from the start here. It's not so much assured now. Alberto Magic probably kicks up from his draw, and like you said, there's a few others that may put a bit of pressure on, but looks speed inside for me now. Barriers one, one and three, so that can usually negate a bit of pressure, and these 1100 metre races are invariably won by horses on speed no matter how fast they go. One Green Beret, he's a good weight carrier, he's only 2 months off the scene, loves the track and distance, fresh as best, style well, and like I say, his track and distance form is very, very good. He doesn't worry about weights, Joe Pride, and I don't blame him over these sort of short courses. He did it last night with Diamond Oasis, and he's a chance of doing it again here with Green Beret, putting these better horses in lesser races, carrying their big weights. One's on top of 10 atmospherical. I'm convinced she doesn't run 1,200. Back to 11 is a master stroke, but it needs a top ride from Blake. I don't know what he's going to do here. 8, Alberto Magic. As Taylor said this morning, he's only a little weak fellow. And, yeah, look, he's had three hard runs now, and just a matter of if they leave him alone in front. But he'll be there when the whips are cracking. And Biloxi, the other on-pace runner, has to go in for that fact alone that he's going to be there, Johnny, on the spot. I'm 1-10 from 8-4. 1-10-8-4.
Yeah, look, I've leaned towards the 8, but not a lot of confidence. And it was impressive enough winning its first two runs as preparation. Started odds on, was beaten at Warwick Farm last start by Senator Noche. They did go along at a pretty solid speed, but it seemed to have every chance in the run. The track was favouring leaders a little bit. It's got the claim here. With the speed coming out of the race now, I think his chances are a little more enhanced. I've got it on top of the Toppy Green Beret. 48-day freshen, lovely barrier trial. That's the go with this horse. Joe Pride knows how to train him. He likes to keep him fresh all the time. Even his previous three runs, he had 35 days between them all. He's an on-pacer that he has got to carry the weight, but you know, as they said, he's a big, strong horse, and he gets his chance. 8 on top of 1. Then I go to 10, atmospherical. There's absolutely no doubt the horse cannot run 1,200 metres, but if it had drawn a better barrier, I probably would have nearly tipped it today because, you know, its last 200 runs at 1,200 have been quite sound. I'm 8 from 1, 10, and that's a scratching, Senator Noche. And for 4th, number 4, Biloxi, fitter for both those runs back, and it looks likely to get the right run also. 8, 1, 10, and 4.
Race caller Matt Hill likes number 1 Green Beret for Joe Pride and Jason Cobbett to beat 4, 8 and 10. 1, 4, 8 and 10. In a moment, the last couple of races. This is Sky Sports Radio at 19 to 9.
Eels Racing Syndications offers a colt by shocking from the multiple winning mare Walsberg's Dream. Here's a chip off the old block to be trained by Mark Kavanagh. Visit eelsracing.com.au and race for Group 1 success. Offered by Claimbook Racing, AFSL 260214.
Albury Racing Club has more tab racing for you today. Albury's Cox Plate Race Day is a matinee meeting. First race, 10 past 12. There'll be live music in the beer garden and all the feature racing from Moonee Valley. So, see you at Albury today.
The new kid on the block, Darren Potter, continues to absolutely smash them. Last week, Darren produced another huge set of results for his Punters Show followers and is averaging 100% profit on turnover for the carnival. To get Darren's assessments and staking plans for Moonee Valley, go to puntershow.com.au. Also available, Warren Huntley's Mounting Yard Mail, Peter Lawrence's set, and Vince Accardi's Race Speed Profiles. Get them from puntershow.com.au.
Well, for a great deal on a new Mazda, go and see our mates Terry and Jamie out at West End Mazda, Australia's number one Mazda dealer. The boys will look after you with a great deal on a 2014 plate Mazda 2 Niro Sport, now in final runout, at an unbelievable 15,990 drive away. It's got alloy wheels, cruise control, ABS, 6 airbags and metallic paint at no extra cost. But get in this weekend because stocks are selling fast. West End Mazda, 15 times Mazda Master Dealer, Church Street, North Parramatta, and Sunny Holt Road, Blacktown.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by TAB. It's betting season at TAB. Special trifecta offer available on the Cox Plate today. Find out more at your local TAB, tab.com.au, or on your mobile.
After 9 o'clock, Dean Lester and Mark Hunter will be looking at WS Cox Plate Day with all of their thoughts and pace and all that, and we'll get the boys' tips as well for the Cox Plate before we finish with Ron and Mike. We're up to race 7 at Rosehill. Glenn?
Yeah, it's the Palmerbet Handicap here where King Kamada is a $21 chance. Timeless Prince at 15, Road to Summer at 11, Dream Folk at 21, one of Ronnie's favourite horses, Drago. Did you have something on him last night, Ron, just to cheer him home?
No, I backed the winner.
Oh, right, okay. Well, he's a scratching anyway, Drago, because he ran last night. No deduction. Vasso at $4.80, although I did pronounce it a little bit differently to Ronnie, Drago. Maximian at $8, Duke Albert's at $17, Magic Dallas at $8, Moral Victory at $7, Perplexity at $21. We're at Underestimation at $5, Ideal Position at $17, and all the rest are scratch and no deduction there. Probably, I'd have to say, the best back runner at Rose Hill this afternoon here, Underestimation.
$11 to go up?
I'll just check that for you with the spreadsheet here, Ronnie. Race 7, and I'll get back to you on that one.
Whether the boys...
Well, whether they put the truth down anyway. Yeah, it's good. They just sort of...
Just checking. Just
write them down in crayon.
Speed in the race. Road to Summer rolls forward and takes up the running. Moral Victory from that wide draw come across. With a couple of these scratchings, it's made the job easier for Underestimation to maybe just drop in behind those two. Ideal Position from a reasonable draw can be a little closer. And then perhaps you've got horses from, where is it, Barrier 3, I can't find him now. Oh, Magic Dallas showing a little more speed. But I've got Road to Summer leading here, Ron, from Moral Victory.
Yeah, he's usually urgent, isn't he, Road to Summer and Moral Victory. No other choice from the outside barrier. They're nice and fresh. And like you said, I think Underestimation Maximilian may be going forward, just trying to box seat. $11 was ridiculous. It was a, this horse's trial was a ripper at Hawkesbury. I do see he run third to Hucklebuck in a trial prior to coming over. So that
had a good look at that too.
Did you? Yeah, I didn't see it. What can you report?
Oh, it was good. Just went around under a stranglehold. It was very impressive.
Okay. He's ready to go here today. Two trials on the right leg in the Hawkesbury trial. Looked the goods. Seems to map okay. And I like what I hear this morning, Tony, not being negative. He said, I'll just stalk a few leaders here and he'll travel off a good speed. So comfortable to be with him, number 12. Danger, 7 Maximilian. Bit of a gay deceiver, but a month off prior to his last run, and he can improve with any luck here, which he does need. 6 Abasso, negative from Chris Waller this morning, saying, well, he's got work to do. He's a back marker, so he's good enough, but can he overcome getting back in a big field with the rail out where it is? And a horse I heard you mention on Formline, Ideal Position, number 13. Not without a chance at a bit of odds. And likewise, Perplexity, who Chris gave a good rap this morning, trialling very well a stayer, but look out, he doesn't do something. But I like 12. 12, 7, 6 and 13.
Yep, I'm with you. We just discussed the trials. The Gawler trial was good. The Hawkesbury trial was good. It shows the horses, you know, reacts fresh. It did win first up last prep on the Morpheville inner track there. Started 6-4 favourite, so they put their money on it. And Tony McAvoy, he's a bit of a master at this, getting them ready fresh, Ron. Invariably, they're well backed and they always run well. So he's a very good fresh trainer. I mean, he's a good trainer across the board, but he's getting a bit of a reputation as preparing these horses. I've got it on top of 13, the one Ronnie said there, Ideal Position. Look, it's, you know, it's not a moral in anything, but it's had three runs as prep. I tipped it when it ran third, second up there at Ramick on that heavy track. And then the subsequent run, it did it pretty tough behind Boss Lane and Brook Road, was never on the track. Lovely trial since, 35-day break, good draw, got the claim. If it runs up to its best, it's definitely an each-way chance. 12 to beat 13, three Road to Summer, racing well in easier races. Wins in five of its last six starts. Controls the race here. 13.50 is pretty much the perfect trip for it. It gets the claim. And look, I think it'll run a nice, cheeky race for a long, long way. 12.13.3. And for fourth, I throw in Magic Dallas, number 9. It's another one here that's been close up all five runs it's had this preparation. The last two runs at 1,200, probably a little bit short for it. It gets to 13.50, gets a right jock, gets a dry track and maps quite well, so I see it running an improved performance. 12, 13, 3, 9.
And for Matt Hill, he goes down to 13 ideal position to beat 7-3-1, 13-7-3-1 in race number 7. The last here is the Men of League, Glenn, at 20 after 5.
Yes, and of course it is Men of League race day there today at Rosehill Gardens. Best of luck to all the boys that get out there from Men of League. It is a very, very good charitable organisation run to help anybody that has played the game of rugby league. Where Heart Tester here is a $13 chance. Dothraki first up at $6. Emblems at $6. Capers at $26. Didn't Cost a Lot, $21. Casual Choice, $9.50. Havana at $13. Skip Town, I might do that myself, at $9.50. Almighty Charge at $21. Boss Lane, the favourite. As I said, a big day for the connections there. They've got Monton earlier. Boss Lane's a $5 chance and favourite. Just Cruising at $26. You'll Never at $11. Dream Choice at 21, King Kabaya or Cobia at 26, and Stay Storm Boys, remember that, is a scratching no deduction. Fairly quiet here in the last. Best supported runner is actually Skip Town in front of Boss Lane, and then Heart Tester, who I'm sure Chris mentioned something about earlier this morning.
Okay, speed in the race. Well, there's quite a few that go forward here. You've got Emblems, Dothraki, King Cobia will come across. Then you've got Heart Tester, Didn't Cost a Lot. And Boss Lane's got to come across from somewhere out there and try and jag. Now, then I had a bit of a gap to the rest of the field. Havana and Almighty Charge. So with those bunts going forward, maybe Boss Lane, maybe just let them go and you know, try and slot in somewhere, yeah. Maybe three lengths off the lead. But I've got a few of them going forward, Ron.
Yeah, I have. Up to 1,200, I had Didn't Cost a Lot actually finding the front for the first time this preparation, because he's been in some very fast races.
Mm.
So maybe he controls. It'll all come down to what the pattern is come the last here. That'll dictate to how hard they go here. Like you said, the top three have all got speed, and Boss Lane will be trying to slot in. King Kobe are nice and fresh, I don't know. I like this horse. No, I like the fact that they've gelded him, Emblems. He's running the Hallmark first up, and then he went to the Scone, and then he's running the Stradbroke. He went to the Stradbroke, so a bit of a nothing preparation for him last time. I like the fact that John's given him two trials. He gets the claim here from a beautiful stalking barrier. He's been gelded, and I think he's very, very hard to beat and represents. Look, I think he's a bet to nothing each way, put it that way. 10, Boss Lane, he's in terrific form, just needs the brakes to fall his way. 12, You'll Never, if they overdo it. Now, he'll hit the line hard, this horse. He's only off a 2 months break, and he was given an easy time in a recent trial, and he's run second at all his fresh runs, and he's sure to run on again here first up. And Dothraki, now another gelded horse here. Invariably, he gets better with racing, but his trial was okay, and he was very good over the winter carnival in Queensland. So he's a bit of a watch in the yard as well. A bit of a race where I think we may learn more once they parade and we have a look at the betting. But I'm keen on 3 each way. Godolphin usually has them forward first up. 3, 10, 12, and 2.
Yeah, good little race here. I've actually gone with the 12 in You'll Never. Sort of shook off the non-winning tag this preparation with wins two and two wins in its last five. Its last three runs have all been good without much luck. It's had a 48-day freshen up, buried away in a Warwick Farm barrier trial. And if he can, you know, take up the right spot here, maybe midfield or a little worse, and present at the right time, I think he can run over the top of them. Got him on top of 10, Boss Lane. Racing really well, this horse, at the moment. Just a very ordinary barrier he's got to overcome. He's had every possible chance to win his last two runs at Randwick. His Rosehill form's all right, but it's just this awkward barrier. The first 400 metres, his fate will be told. 12 to beat 10. 7, Havana. I thought there's another one that could run a bit of a race. Totally unsuited first up in a 1,000-metre race at on the Kenzo surface there, where they just, you know, sort of was just a sit and sprint. Was beaten 4.4 lengths. Can improve here second up. Gets to 1,200. And just if it gets, you know, once again, if it gets the right run, gets into the race, it can finish off strongly. 12, 10, 7, and 3 Emblems. Liked its trials. The fact that it's had two trials is good. John tends to, trial his horse a little bit more than Pete Snowden did. And this horse does react fresh, although he's been beaten fresh his last two preparations, but ran well in both of them. 12, 10, 7 and 3.
Matt Hill likes number 10, Boss Lane, to beat 7, 2 and 6, 10, 7, 2 and 6 in the last. What's your best, Mike?
Well, I think probably the way the it looks likely to unfold here, I think Monton is going to be really hard to beat in race 4, race 4 number 2. But I also liked a couple of horses in Melbourne today. I thought that Go Indy Go would be really hard to beat in the Vase. I really liked it.
Yeah. I've number 13 in race 7.
Last couple of runs.
Okay, so that's Go Indy Go. And who do you like in the Cox Plate?
My numbers, I went with, if I can just find the page, here we go. I went with
$4.60
Royal Descent. Oh, I threw the cleaner in for third because, you know, if he gets to control the first half and then is off and gone, he can definitely, he's a realistic chance to run a place. And for fourth, number 2, Faulkner, he ticks all the boxes. But I like the two Sydney horses, Criterion and Royal Descent.
Okay, so that's 8, 10, 6 and 2. And what was it, Glenn? $4
Go Indy Go? $4.60 Go Indy Go. Criterion's a $6.50 chance. Royal Descent's a $12 chance. And the cleaner, he'd be dirty if they didn't run the Cox Plate last night. It's at $8.50.
Yeah, no, exactly. Righto, Ron, what about... thanks a lot, Mike. I'll let you head off there.
Just hang on and listen, see what Ron
says. Okay, Ron, what's your best for Rose Hill?
I think the value's in the last two races. We're going to get each way odds both of them. Race 7, number 12, Underestimation, and I'm convinced Emblems will give a bold side in the last.
Okay, so that's race 8, number 3, and what about Cox Plate Day?
I like Faulkner, and I think he's dangerous, the horse that finds his back, and if that horse, I think that horse may be Criterion. So Faulkner, Criterion, and then the stablemates, Royal Descent and Sacred Falls. If there is a blowout, maybe Swainess.
Okay, so 2, 8, 10 and 1.
Yep.
And if you want to throw in another one, the 13 for Godolphin. Great day ahead of us. Ron, you'll be in the yard at Rose Hill, and tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, for 90 minutes of Racing Retro.
Oh, it's going to be a show and a half.
It will be a show and a half.
Get some news, will you?
I'll battle.
Yeah, he wouldn't have did nothing last night. Couldn't find any news whatsoever out of last night.
There was a piece of news last night. Don't worry, a star pacer returned to Melton. That was
Yankee Rockstar?
Yankee was back.
Talk about a soft lead.
Soft lead and Renault, all right.
Spent a few dollars.
Thank you, Ron.
See ya.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Fraser's headed off, and Glenn will be back to look at the Melbourne preview for Moonee Valley in about 8 minutes or so. In the moment, we are going to take some traffic with our good mate Al, and we'll also have a look at racing at Kembla.
The latest on the traffic for Rizzy, Rail Industry Safety Induction.
Working in the rail industry is a great career choice. Want to get started? First, get your Rail Industry Safety Induction card. Go to rizzy.com.au to kickstart your career in rail.
Good morning. Looking at the run through Wilton, a truck's breaking down eastbound to the left-hand lane on Picton Road, just at Armand Street. All moving fairly well on the majors at the moment. Seen a fairly good run on the 5-2 as you head towards the main tunnel. Likewise, the M4 Citybound as you head towards Parramatta Homebush Bay Drive, and okay for the M1 F3. That fog earlier this morning has burnt off with the sun now out. Well, red hot deals at Anaconda now. Tents, bikes, barbecues, camp furniture, sleeping bags, fishing gear, and more. 20-50% off. Much more in store, so rush into Anaconda now. I'm Alf Parody. That's the latest traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
For some, shopping is an occupation. For me, it's a sport. Me and my mates talk about horses, not little black dresses. Spring Carnival is when we go shopping, and here's a great reason to shop at TAB today.
Have a trifecta on today's Cox Plate with your New South Wales TAB account or TAB rewards card, and if it loses but 2 out of 3 placings are correct, you'll score a bonus bet up to $50 or equivalent TAB rewards points. It's betting season. Time to go shopping at your local TAB, tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
One of the biggest days of the Spring Racing Carnival is Cox Plate Day at Moonee Valley. It's pretty big at Armidale too. Armidale Jockey Club's Cox Plate Day meeting has great racing and always draws the crowds. Be amongst it all at Armidale today.
Massive week for racing, but an even bigger one for the Punters Show boys. There they are, selected 4 winners last Saturday, including Admire Racti at 12, and gave them a huge 230% return. $20 on each tip, you walked away with an extra 200 plus. They've now won 7 of the last 8 weeks. So go to onetofollow.com.au and hit There they are to get those expert selections for today for just $10. It's another winning product from onetofollow.com.au.
Bringing you all the excitement of the Spring Carnival, this is Racing HQ Saturday.
Let's look at Kembla Grange now. Wayne Harris, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Oh, I tell you what, we've got an absolutely sensational day down here in the Gong. And I've got a good track, rolling through position, and a pretty good program.
All right, well, let's have a look at this eight-race card on a good three with the rail back into the through. And the first, no scratchings.
Tricky race. We've gone 3-2-1-4, mid-distance race with a small field. So I think just how the race has run might tell you the result. But I've gone with number three, Best Dance Yet, from the Ross Simpson-Tracy Barnes combination there. Disappointed last start on a very heavy track at Warwick Farm, but was placed at Warwick Farm before that. Normally runs very well here at Kembla Grange. City runs have been good, so I've got it on top because it can be there on the pace. Two Eye in the Sky, won by Big Space here last start. It was a maiden going up to Class 2 today, but from the McAvoy camp, you know it'll be fit and well. 1-2 Ronnie's racing very, very consistently this prep. It's got to be in the race with a big chance again. Could easily win the race. Got to throw in another one. Probably number four, Mind to Keep. It's had two runs back from a very long break now with a new camp of Terry Robinson. So we'll throw it there. 3-2-1-4.
Race two, there's no scratchings also. Wayne?
Gone numbers 2, 4, 5, and 1. I thought number 2, the Artist, Lesbridge trained horse. Its first up run was a beauty recently at Wyong, was slow away, got back, had nowhere to go, and was just beaten behind the place getters. Has had a trial since then. It's jumping up to 1,400 metres here today. It has won second up before. Adrian Late to ride. I've got it on top. I thought number 4, Savarsan, a former New Zealander, resuming from a spell here today. I didn't mind its most recent trial. Its two Australian runs have been on very, very wet tracks last prep, so I've got a big question mark next to it. Watch the market. Other chances, 5, I thought Gatto Mondo. No fluke at winning at Nowra the other day. No, it's a big step up here today. It did win a trial before that, but I like the way it won. It might be a filly that goes quite well. We're trying to one Lanneray, the Godolphin runner here, resuming from a spell. I expect to be hitting the line very, very well. So we'll go numbers 2, 4, 5, 1.
Race number 3 here, and we've got the scratching of number 9. And we got a good push from Gay for High Profile this morning, a debuter for Grant Buckley.
It is the query horse of the race. I end up marking them 2, 4, 3, 5. Went with the race experience with number 2, Final Conqueror from the Gary Moore stable. Very good run this last day at Newcastle. It's a much-improved run. I've got to be a bit, I suppose his trials were very good before it went to the races, so it was very well fancy when it did go to the races. They were on two wet tracks when it was beaten, but last start was a much improved run, so I've got it on top. But as you say, big push for number 4, High Profile. Two trials have been very good. He's a high chaparral horse. Whatever he does today, you know he will improve, and he could easily win the race. I've thrown in number 3, Hierarchy, the Godolphin runner. It's a first starter. You've got to always respect them. And I thought number 5, Kaluka. It's had the one run, and it had an awkward draw and had to push on and do a bit of work there first up at Newcastle. So with that race experience, a couple of gear changes, good barrier, it's in the race for the chance. 2, 4, 3, 5.
To race number 4 over the 1,200, no scratchings.
Got numbers 5, 4, 7, and 2. I've gone with the Godolphin horse here, number 5, Hashima. Resumes from a spell here today. I liked its most recent trial. Its only two runs last preparation were in very good city class races. It's got the fence here today. Buck 8 a ride. I like it. But the danger had come from this first starter from the Team Cummings camp, 4, Golden Meteor, been placed in its past couple of trials. It's had a stack of trials last prep as well, so it's well-readied, and I'm sure it'll run well. Other chances, we're trying number 7, Silver Storm, a first starter from the Orme Baker stable. Its last trial was okay. And number 2, Freshwater. It started favourite. It's only run at Goulburn, and it was up on the lead and faded the last little bit. Did win a trial before that. I'm sure it'll run better here today. So 5, 4, 7, and 2.
Race 5, first leg of the Quaddy, a staying race here, no scratchings, and Tony McAvoy feels that the future of streaming buy is a pretty good one.
My word, it's a good thing, I think. 2, 1, 6 and 3, streaming buy, former European galloper. He just took all the length of the straight at Hawkesbury to win at his first Australian start, and then he was slightly disappointing, I suppose, on the Kensington track last start. He got back and he's probably doing his best work late. Jumps up to 2,400 metres today. I think that's a plus. He'll love that. So he's on top. A good thing, I think. Thrown in number 1, Love Takes Over. Little bit of a query at the 2,400 metres. I went up to win the other day behind Majestic Beast, who went to town and won after that. But Oh, just a little bit of a query at the 2400. Other chances would go the 6 Forbidden Jewel. Disappointing at this last start, but the city runs before that were very good. Down in the weights a little bit, got to be considered. And 3 Advocacy, I thought its runs have been very, very good as well. So 2-1, 6-3, but 2 is a good thing.
Okay, streaming by to race 6, the Westrac Cup over the 1,000, scratch number 5.
I've got numbers 7, 1, 2, and 4. I thought number 7 was the one to go here. Snipspur from Team Snowden. Very good winner at Newcastle last start after a first up run at Canterbury that was quite good as well. So I think she's a promising filly. I think she's up and winning midweek in town. She'll win today. 1, I'm No Phony. Remember, terrific race at Hawkesbury the other day. It was well fancied on that occasion. I'm sure it'll run well again. 2, Sigismund. First up to a spell here today. I'm sure it'll be very accomplished here first up, I think, without a trial. And 4, Hall Pass. It's capable on its day looking for another one. So we've gone 7, 1, 2, and 4.
To race number 7, a fillies and mares maiden, scratchings 2 and 10.
This is a big watch the market race, Andrew. I've ended up settling on 5, 12, 1 and 4. I thought number 5 will go with a Godolphin first starter here for 2. Has got an awkward draw, but it's got Bucko there to steer it. Did win a trial at Warwick Farm, then given a quiet one at Warwick Farm after that. So Street Cry, filly, I think it'll be very, very hard to beat. Others, probably number 12, Zelda. It's got the race experience, Les Brin. Bridge trained filly. Her last run was huge. First up from a spell at Gosford behind Mutra Dame. A couple in this race that were in that race, but 3 kilo boy to ride. I thought number 1, Agena, new addition to the Kevin Berry stable. It's formerly with, I think, Guy Walder. It hasn't run since June last year, and it was a terrific one at Gosford. It really hit the line on that occasion. Been given 2 trials. Chris O'Brien there to ride from the inside draw. Big watch on it in the market. And I thought number 4, Enmity. It did show a very, very good speed on debut at Gosford recently, and from a good yard, we'll throw it in for a placing there. So 5, 12, 1 and 4, but we watch the market.
Righto. And race 8, the last at 5:29, take out number 6.
Yeah, scratching's knocked that runner out. I thought that'd win the scratching there. But anyway, 4, 9, 1, and 4, 9, 1, 3 were my numbers. 4, 1 more. It's got a very good record here at the track. Bjorn Baker trained. 2 runs back from a spell have been very, very good. Placings at both Bathurst and Newcastle, ready to win, I think, today from the good draw. The dangers, I thought probably number 9, Antarctic Dream, former Queenslander, now down here. Racing very, very well. Good placing at Newcastle last start. Really hit the line, beaten in a three-way photo last start. So if it can reproduce that, it's in the race. I thought number 3, Manor House, fresh from a spell, had a chance in the race. A midnight ride, blinkers go on for the first time. Has had excuses to pass 2, and it's right in this race. Just totally forget its last run there at Nowra, backing up from last Sunday. I've gone 4, 9, 1, and 3 in the last, Andrew.
All right, so the best streaming buy?
Streaming by race 5, number 2, and race 6, number 7. I thought they're not going to be flash odds, but they should be winning.
All right, you'll be in the yard. We'll hear from you right through the afternoon.
Thanks, Andrew.
Kembla Grange today, and Wayne Harris, as I say, in the yard prior to Wheat's race, just like Ron Duffacy will be at Rose Hill. A short break, and then our Cox Plate preview.
Albury Racing Club has more tab racing for you today. Albury's Cox Plate Race Day is a matinee meeting. First race, 10 past 12. There'll be live music in the beer garden and all the feature racing from Moonee Valley. So, see you at Albury today.
Sydney Trucks and Machinery Centre has red-hot deals on all new Fuso Canter factory tippers with a limited slip diff, 30,000-kilometre service intervals and a multimedia system including maps. The Fuso factory tipper range is a class above the rest. So buy a new Fuso factory tipper before the end of the year and you won't just get a great truck at a great price. You can also score a great 4.95% finance rate. Now that's a lot of bang for your truck. Head into Sydney Trucks and Machinery Centre near Narellan to test drive your new Fuso Canter factory tipper today. stmc.com.au.
While stocks last, finance conditions apply to approved applicants. ACL 247271.
You won't want to miss the best Calcutta night in the eastern suburbs. The Juniors Melbourne Cup Calcutta.
They're underway in the Melbourne Cup.
Featuring Sky Racing's Greg Radley. Complimentary finger food that just keeps on coming. And a guaranteed starting prize pool of $10,000. Tickets just $1 on the day. But purchase them now from Legend Sports Bar or the Henry Morris Bar and you'll get 2 for the price of 1. The Juniors Melbourne Cup Calcutta. Starts 3:30 p.m. Sunday, November 2. Anzac Parade, Kingsford.
And if you want to find the best sports bar to watch the Spring Carnival in Canberra, just follow the locals. The Helene Club is where Canberra meets. It's the ACT's best racing venue. The Helene Club has weekly promotions, a sports bar that turns on complimentary wood-fired pizzas every Saturday, and of course the Melbourne Cup celebrations are going to be the capital's biggest. There's over $10,000 in the Calcutta prize pool. Enjoy the Spring Carnival at the Helene Club, where Canberra meets.
You're tuned to your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio and Racing HQ Saturday, brought to you by TAB.
Moonee Valley for WS Cox Plate Day. It's going to be a good three for the first race. They put 4 millimetres of water on the track after the meeting last night, and also they've moved the rail out to the 3 metre mark after being true last night. The scratchings, race 1, 10 Pearl Star and 11 Perfect Beat, 10 and 11. Race 2, number 3, Esprit de Bullet, and 12 Inspector, 3 and 12. The third is clear, race 4, number 7, Elko Bro, number 7. Race 5, the late scratching of 3, Mr. O'Kieran, number 3. Race 6, take out the late one of 5, Trust in a Gust, maybe a stone bruise developing there. Race 6, number 5. Race 7, take out 6 Ducio, 8 Goldian, and 14 Miss Interiors. Ducio didn't trot up well. Goldian coughed a few times this morning, so they're waiting to see on the derby, and Miss Interiors is going for a spell, so she's out of the Oaks. That's the story with the scratchings to bring us right up to date. And we welcome in Dean Lester. Morning, Dean.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
And good morning to Mark Hunter.
Morning, Andrew.
Gentlemen, just briefly, last night, what a race it was, Dean. The Manicato with so many horses on the brink of victory.
Yeah, well, on Thursday night, Andrew, I said it was a pretty even contest. I didn't realise it was going to be that even. What a race it was. And Lankan Rupee back to form. Angelic Light, very unlucky, but probably there were a few others as well. But on the line, Lankan Rupee got the nod.
Stewards got it right in the room?
Oh, they got the protest right. There was no denying there was a severe interference to Angelic Light and Famous Seamus, but I don't know if the winner had that big a bearing on it.
We should mention, I did it much earlier, there were no jockeys suspended out of that incident. Yep. There were a couple of warnings to Craig Newitt, I think, and Tegan Harrison,
yep,
to keep their horses straight, but no jockeys were found of careless riding. Mark, how did you see last night?
Andrew, the track, as can happen at night meetings, for whatever reason, no matter where the rail is, it was almost impossible to make ground, and that was a staggering race, the Manicato with... 15 across the track there at the 100-metre mark.
Yeah, it was staggering. Guys, you feel with the rail, they've done it, I think this is the fourth year?
Third year
that they've gone out to 3 metres. How do you see it, given what we've what's happened in the past?
It's raced pretty well on Cox Plate Day, so it'll be interesting, and the 4 metre of irrigation overnight, but I just want to wait and see, really.
Yeah, okay, well, watch those first couple of races. Glenn Munsey is with us with the tab.com.au markets, and we start with race one.
Yeah, morning, boys. The first is for the babies on Cox Plate Day at 1:15. It's the Inglis Banner, where Amadeo is a $51 chance. Brackenby at 10, Petrarca at 31, Sancier at 10, Scadden's Run at 41, The Barrister at 17, Hot Snippety 370, Sin City at 750. The favourite is Fontition or Fontiton or what do you say, Dino? You're better than me.
Fontiton.
Fontiton?
That's what I think Greg Miles is going to call it.
Okay, Fontiton anyway. It's $2.30 favourite. We scratch the next two. Then we go down to Poppy Rocks at 100s, Realise the Dream at 9, Style Maker at 21. Best supported runner here, and a bit of confidence behind Fontiton on the back of its two jump outs and its trial during the week.
Dean, in the first?
I am going to go with Fontiton off the trial on Monday. Looked to trial well, seemed to do everything right. I think 7 Hot Snippety, the Liam Birchley trained galloper, looked to do everything spot on also at Doomben. I'll probably frame my thoughts around those two running in the money, 9 and 7, and then put a few roughies in, and I'd include 3 Petrarca, 14 Style Maker, and to a lesser extent 5 Scatton's Run. But I think 9 and 7 are the best chances, and then I'd be going wide, Andrew. 9, 7, 3, 14.
Okay. Mark, how do you see the first?
Yeah, very similar, Andrew. I'll go 9, 7, 14 and 6. Number 9, Fontiton. Just got barrier one here at the 1,000 metres at the Valley. I don't think that's the best barrier you can draw for a two-year-old. It just has to jump, spear through and hold out Hot Snippety. If it can do that, it'll be mighty hard to run down. Number seven, Hot Snippety, the obvious danger. Got that race experience. It'll come from out wider, which I'd rather be drawn. Down to number 14, Style Maker. If I have a bet in the race at those odds, it'll probably something each way Style Maker. I liked it to jump out at Cranbourne. And then number six, the Barrister, who should get a nice trail through behind them. 9, 7, 14 and 6.
Race two is over the 1,000 metres, Glenn.
Yeah, well, the first is over 1,000, so the barrier stay there for the second in the City Jeep, where Rocky King's at $4.80, and at that price makes it favourite. Vatican at 10, Esprit de Bullet is out. Henwood at 10, already in from $13 this morning, off a bit of a break. Straight Gold at 6, Don't Get Excited, 17. Let's Rock and Roll at 6.50. Canali at 17. 8 Bills, fresh out of Darwin for that win there at $11. Miss Steele's at 5. Menage at 6.50, and the bottom one, Inspect It, ran last night. It's a scratching. Good betting race, this. Best supported runner is Menage in front of Miss Steele, then Straight Gold, and because of that money this morning, the next pick is Henwood.
Mark in race two.
Very tough race, Andrew. No real confidence. I'll go 7, 10, 4 and 9. Number 7, Let's Rock and Roll, I think, is ready to win after two runs back. It was caught wide at Cranbourne. Punched on well. It's drawn the outside barrier, and it's got a few inside it that will be looking to go forward. So I think Brad will have to be positive, get up outside Menage, and hopefully from there can win the race. To beat number 10, Miss Steele. Got a fantastic Mooney Valley record, this horse. It'll be buried back inside. I just wish it hadn't run last week and it was coming in fresh, but with any luck, we'll run well. Number 4, Henwood. Blinkers on, 1,000 metres. The pace on, he'll be charging. And down to number 9, 8 Bills, who really hit its straps in Darwin. Its best form is competitive. Stephen Brown having a red-hot trot at the moment. If it's ready to go, it'll be right there. 7, 10, 4 and 9.
Yeah, I'm going with Henwood. I just think the speed will suit. I like the addition of the blinkers. I think that means that he'll be, he's a horse that has over-raced in the past, and I think they're probably now trying to sharpen him up. Now they've got him where they want him for a sprint race anyway, and I think he's got a great chance, Henwood. Let's Rock and Roll, I think's ready to peak, and his best form is good enough to win. Straight Gold probably gets a good run from the draw, and I've put in Miss Steele, but she'll just need luck getting through traffic from the inside draw. 4, 7, 5, 10.
4, 7, 5, and 10 for Dean. Race three is the $200,000 three-year-old fillies feature today.
Yeah, the Drummond Golf, the fillies classic here, and one of the shorties of the day. Lamosti is $1.75 and favourite. Singularity 31, Tani Dancer 4.60, Tender at 31, Berenbau 15, Little Hottie scratched last week but running today $5.50, Hort Villiers at 21, Kansas Sunflower 21, and Dame Largo a 200-1 chance. Only got eyes for the favourite here, Lamosti.
And it'll be interesting, Dean, from an Oaks point of view, just how strong she is through the line if successful today.
Yeah, I suppose so, Andrew, but if you're backing her today, all eyes will be on the start, because that'll be the key to the race for her. If she begins cleanly, she can then take up a good spot, and I think then she'll go on and win the race, and then they can plan for her future. But I'll go with her, Lamosti, but you'll know your fate pretty early. I think Little Hottie, I think she's trending well. Her run in the Edward Manifold was good, and I think she'll be very strong. Tani Dancer ran quite well in the Guineas. I still think 1600s are up a limit, but she's there with a chance. And 8 Kansas Sunflower, an improver that'll be up near the speed. 1, 6, 3, and 8.
And for you, Mark?
Yeah, look, Andrew, I'm going to go 1, 4, 3, and 7. I think she'll win number 1, Lumisty. She's got the bar plates off. She's got the blinkers on. She missed the start up at Caulfield last time, and that was the end of her. There's no speed in this race. If she jumps, she can take a spot up close, and I think she's got a real edge over the rest of the field. I'm going to take trifectas here with number 4, Tender, to run a place, hoping it can hold leaders back. I thought it got into the wrong spot last start. Wasn't hopeless. And I just think in a real even bunch, if she can park third inside, she might be able to hang on for a place. Number 3, Tani Dancer. Ran okay last start. I'm with Dean. I think the end of the mile is the query. And down to number 7, Hort Valeurs, who's going to make it in time over ground. I think it needs blinkers, but I think the mile will suit it. 1, 4, 3 and 7.
Race number 4 is the $150,000 Telstra Phone Word Stakes. This is a race over the 1,200.
Yeah, and just back to that race. I wonder if Robert Smurden took the took the bar plates off after Ronnie said to him last Sunday when you had him on retro about, yes, they can go around, but without my money on them.
Yeah, no, exactly. But she's obviously had an issue, but she's taken them off today, or he has.
Yeah, so on to the fourth now. As Andrew said, the Telstra phone works, a 1,200-metre race here. Pressing is at $8. Law, geez, he worked well at breakfast with the best on Tuesday, $7.50. Risen from Doubt at $5.50. Bull Pit at 41. Nicosine at 9. Greco at $3.50 in favourite. Alco Bro is out. Shaft 21. Lazy Axle 21. Galaxy Pegasus 5.50. And Glen Rowan Prince is an $11 chance. Good betting race is. Plenty of money for a lot of runners. Best supported runner is Galaxy Pegasus in front of Pressing. Then Nicosine, and most of that money has come this morning for Nicosine, and fourth pick is Law.
Okay, how do you see it, Mark? Race four.
Look, it's an early quaddie leg, Andrew, and the only one I'll be leaving out is Bull Pit. I'll go 1-3-6-2 in a race I found virtually impossible. Number one, Pressing, its last jump out was on the 16th of September, so I don't know what's happened to it in between time. It's had two jump outs. The first one, it would have been lucky to beat me, and the second one was much better. I think if the speed's on up front, it can pick its way through, and I just thought if Craig Newitt can get the luck at the right time, it can just present on the line to beat number three, Risen from Doubt, who didn't have much luck at all first up, fitter for that run, and Tommy Berry takes over. Number six, Greco, not sure what it beat up there on the heavy track. It might find the front, it might get away with the race, but I think it's under the odds. And fourth pick, number two, Law, who should trail through beautifully from barrier one and get every chance. 1-3-6-2.
Andrew, I'm going with number 10, Galaxy Pegasus, who I think his only one failure was in the Danehill Stakes where he was just too keen down the straight. He's had the two provincial wins. I think he'll get a good run here. Nicosine, I thought, was pretty good in the Blue Sapphire, and I like the addition of the blinkers here. Greco, off that win in Sydney, should be competitive. He'll be up near the speed. And I'll put in Glen Rowan Prince, who's a likely racehorse coming off a provincial win, but I think he's got a bit of talent, and I've got him in his next best. 10-5-6-11.
10, 5, 6 and 11. Race number 5 is the Moonee Valley Cup. Of course, the late scratching here this morning. I think the horse worked and Kiramata forgot to scratch.
Yeah.
I think that was the story. So it came out as a deduction here.
Yeah, but for some reason, Andrew, they haven't taken this runner out. So I don't know what's going on here with Mr. O'Kieran, whether I'm not looking at the right screen. But we've still got it sitting here at $14. So just take note, these prices will be affected. I just can't work out why they haven't scratched this horse. But we had Precedence $4.60, Black Tycoon $61. They've got Mr. O'Kieran still sitting there as a $14 chance. But that's got to change. Au revoir, you've got to say au revoir to Mr. O'Kieran and take it out at $5. Loire at $6.50. Prince of Penzance at $10. Opinions at $2.90. Anudjuan's at $31. Apingles at $8. Albanetti at $15. And I'm straight on the blower to find out what's going on.
On my screen it says out.
And that's about 125%.
Yeah.
You've just said. Yeah. So that'd be the market, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, you'd have to think so, because I'm looking at a thing here, it's got 132.8.
What take price Precedence?
Precedence, $4.60.
Yeah, I reckon that's the market.
Yeah, so
I reckon that's the market.
Yeah. Poor old Larry the laptop still getting over last night, and he's probably just in a bit of sleep mode at the moment.
Opinion, $2.95.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that market that you've read out,
so
is the right market.
Okay.
It is the right market.
I'm not going crazy any more than I
The boys in am. Sydney, just take a deep breath.
Yeah. Take another pill, but they're in my top drawer. They take the yellow one.
Mark, you fancy one here?
Yeah, look, I'm happy to take the $4.60 each way, Andrew. Precedence. I think he's just an old marvel, this horse. He won the race last year with 58. He's coming in a very similar preparation, going as well, if not better. I think he'll get a beautiful run for G-Boss. There doesn't look to be too much pace in the race. He'll probably park fourth or fifth midfield. And each way, I just don't think he'll miss to beat number seven, Opinion, who's racing really well, doing everything but winning. If you want to take the $2.90, he just doesn't win that often, but he's got a great hope. Number nine, Apingle, fitter for two back, jump in distance suits. And then number four, Au Revoir, who'll probably race up near the front, awfully one-paced, but got a chance. 1, 7, 9, and 4.
I'm with Opinion Just from Precedence, but I think they're the two best chances. Opinion coming off the Metrop, racing well. Going to be a totally different tempo for him today as opposed to the Metrop. If he adapts to that, okay, I think he's the one to beat. Precedence will run really well. He always does at Moonee Valley, and he's I like they've kept him relatively fresh off the JRA Cup, which has been a really good form line this spring. Au Revoir comes out of a race where the first three home all then contested the arc, including Flinchier, who ran second in the arc, so it was a reasonable race, but he is a grinding sort of horse that will probably get up on the speed. And at 9, a Pingle, I think she's close to a win and next best. 7-1-4-9.
To race number 6, the Schweppes Crystal Mile. The late one here, of course, was Trust in a Gust, number 5, with a possible stone bruise.
Yeah, and I can guarantee you they've got it out. We've got speediness here, favourite $3.20 after it was $3.40 about 10 minutes ago. So it's $3.40 into $3.20. Havana Ray at 13, Akavurin at 5, Desert Journey at 14, Trust in a Gust is out, Hooked at $4.20, Bullpoint at 6, Atlante at 11, and Liberty's Choice at 9. Well, with Trust in a Gust coming out, it had more than double the investment on it than any other runner. The best supported runner now is Speediness, with about 25% of its investment coming already this morning. Second most popular runner is Hooked, and then Akavurin.
All right, how does it set up here? Dean, Trust in a Gust obviously was the favourite, comes out.
Yeah, it does, Andrew. He does, Andrew, and I'm with Hooked. I think his run in the Epsom was outstanding. He was on the limit weight there, but he worked hard and he battled on really well. He's going to get a good run here, and he's the improving horse in the race. I think he's the one to beat from Akavurin, who ran probably a similar race in the Turak, really. Worked on the speed and battled on well. Speediness keeps running well, but a little while between wins now, but he'll be competitive again. And Bullpoint, another one coming off the Turak. But I thought Hooked would be very hard to beat, and I think that's a more than acceptable price. 6-3-1-7.
Similar for me, Andrew. I've going 6-1-3-9. I think number 6 Hooked, as Dean said, set at a huge task last start, ran terrific. The way this race sets up, Havana Ray should lead. Hooked should park right on its back, give the absolute run of the race, and each way should give you a great sight. To beat number 1 Speediness, just beaten in this last year, ran well at Caulfield last time. 3 Akavurin, bombed the start, did a fantastic job last start, just has to back up off that. And down to number 9, Liberty's Choice, next best. 6-1-3-9.
Right, that's the Crystal Mile. We're getting into them now. These are the big races. Well, most of them are, but races 5 through 8 particularly are the big ones. The Dilmar. Well, this race has had a few changes of names, hasn't it?
Has it? What? It's this year. It's the Dilmar Exceptional Tees.
Well, last year we were drinking Mitchelton wines, and now we're coming back to the old tea.
Yeah, well, you had a coffee this morning, Andrew, that I must say I got for you next
you
door.
Did.
That,
you did.
I'm still waiting for the payment, but we won't probably wait for a weather change here with COVID before that.
Give us the market race, Sarah.
Right, Zulu Land's at $16. Chivalry is at $4, equal favourite. Prentice at $61. Move Over, Manhattan, at $6.50. Bondiga at $9. Duccio is scratched. Royal Standing, $31. Goulian is out. Quorum at $51, Atmosphere $4 equal favourite. San Padre at $9, in from $10 already today. It's Time at $51, as topical with Gough Whitlam passing away during the week. Go Indy Go at $4.60, and Miss Interiors is out, and she's out for the spring. Best supported runner here is just Chivalry, then Atmosphere, then San Padre, and Go Indy Go.
Mark, how does this race set up with pace over the 2040?
Been tipped on its ear, Andrew, with the scratching of Duccio. At the moment, I've probably got horses, and Nick Price has announced that Moon Over Manhattan's going to be ridden quietly. That was yesterday. Whether he changes his mind now, I'm not sure. I've probably got horses like Royal Standing, It's Time, maybe Zululand going forward from out wide, but there doesn't look to be much pace in the race at all now.
Now, do you see a Dean similar way?
Very much so, Andrew. Very similar. And, different dynamics altogether, really.
Yeah, okay. Well, Mark, give us your thoughts here in the Vase.
I'll go 11, 10, 2 and 5. Number 11, San Padre, was a good maiden win down at Sale. Then went to Flemington. Looked to be travelling well on the home turn. He went in instead of out, and he just ran straight up the back of them. Should have finished a whole lot closer. The way this race, as we discussed, there's not much pace, and from where Tommy Berry's drawn, he can almost lob in the 1-1, I would have thought. Should be strong at the 2040 and got a terrific chance each way to beat number 10, Atmosphere, who was good last start at Flemington, worked well during the week, just going to get better as the races get longer. Number two, Chivalry. Initially, I was going to leave this horse out of everything, but just the way it'll be run now, I don't think it'll be a real solid 2040. Should get a nice run behind them. And fourth pick, number five, Bondiga, who draws wide, you would imagine would have to go back to get in and just need some luck to get into the race. 11, 10, 2 and 5.
I've got the same four numbers, Andrew, in the same order. I like Sam Padre. I think he's been terrific value going into this race off a luckless run at Flemington. He just marked time for 150 metres and lost all momentum, and I think he should have gone, well, he should have finished, I think, beside Atmosphere, and he's a lot better price. Atmosphere, I'm worried that he had the setback last week, missing the Caulfield Classic, but he did look good working Tuesday morning with Silent Achiever. He worked very well, so hopefully he's over whatever caused him to miss last week's run. Chivalry, I agree with everything Mark said. I was a bit worried about being a bit of a test for him at 2040, but being a gentler speed should help him, and he's going to get a cheap run. And Bondiga's, I think, going really well towards the Derby, and look for him to be running on 11, 10, 2 and 5.
Had a slight elevated temperature, that horse, in Atmosphere.
Yes.
You would think off that work on Tuesday, it certainly showed no sign of that. On the filly, Go Indy Go, Dean and Mark, what's your feelings with her? I know you can't tip them all.
Well, I put her three runs into this time in into the categories of awful, good and not sure. So her last run, the tempo was against her. I'd be putting her in a wider quaddie.
Yeah, Mark?
Yeah, I'd be the same, Andrew. Maybe I thought maybe getting away from the firmness of Caulfield to Moonee Valley might help her. She's got some terrific soft track form, but the track was pretty firm last night, so maybe that won't be a great advantage after all.
Particularly at 10 to 5 if this track starts a good 3. So that's the Dilmar Vase. This is the one, the Cox Plate.
Yeah, will the earth start to rumble? Will something be not be able to win
it'll
when they turn
rumbling
for home?
It'll be rumbling if Lloyd can finally crack it.
Yes, and I know one bloke will straighten the car to Mount Macedon. Yeah, won't he? You reckon?
The car's
Dina?
Already pointing.
I reckon he'll watch the race from just the outskirts of Macedon.
Ah, right. Where, Seymour or...
Yeah, you know, we're the Macedon pub, maybe.
Macedon's a big place at
yeah, but all those security cameras he's got on the highway to notice your car going. Yeah.
All right,
right, here we go anyway. We've got Sacred Falls as $8 chance. Faulkner, $4.20 and favourite. Side Glance at $26. Happy Trails is at $11. Fortella is a $31 chance. The Cleaner... $9, and I can tell you, I think it's $6 on the Sydney Tote, or $6.90, and I think it's a similar sort of price on the Victorian Tote. So the Cleaner is at $9. Then we go to Guest of Honour at $81, the Ruffy. Criterion, second pick at $6.50. Silent Achiever at $15. Royal Descent at $12. Then we go to Adelaide at $8. Almalad at $26. Then we go to Swayness as a $16 chance. And Wangina, the other three-year-old, $31. Since the barrier draw the other day, the best-supported runner by far is Criterion, $9 into $6.50. But the Cleaner is popular, as I said. He's short of the Tote, which means that's why he's a $9 chance and probably not a $14 chance. But no great money for Adelaide, no great money for Sacred Falls.
All right, Dean Lester's thoughts in the Cox Plate.
Andrew, I'm trusting the form line of the Caulfield Stakes in tipping Faulkner ahead of Criterion. They ran the Quinella in that race, and I'm suggesting they'll run the Quinella again. I'm sticking with Faulkner. I think he's had a great campaign, as has Criterion, ready to peak fifth run in, as he did when he won the Derby back in the autumn. Staying at 2,000 metres, I think, is a plus as well. I think they're the two. I'm going 2 from 8, 4 Happy Trails. The luck hasn't gone his way at his last two, but I don't think there's anything wrong with the way he's going. And if he can get the brakes go his way today, he'll be somewhere about, because he has beaten Faulkner on two occasions at Group 1 level in the Turnbull and the Emirates. And Sacred Falls to be running on next best. Probably has to be ridden conservatively early, but can get into the money. I'm going 2, 8, 4 and 1.
Very similar, Andrew. I'm looking for that 3-wide train to come into the race at the 600. I think Faulkner will be the first one there. I think that Criterion can follow it. Sacred Falls follow it home. And then my number's 8 each way from 1, 2 and 11. Number 8, Criterion, just got better and better with each run this time in. Fantastic last time. If it can just get on the back of Faulkner somehow, track it into the race, I think each way you won't miss. To beat number 1, Sacred Falls, it was good last start, had to go back from the wide gate, pick its way through, ran on well. Going to need some luck to get into the race from the back. Third pick, number two, Faulkner. Going to get every possible chance. Going to look the winner. And it's an amazing horse, just getting better and better with age. And down to number 11, Adelaide, who's got the ability to win. I don't know where it gets to in the run from the draw. Can be a bit messy away. I think its best chance might be to drift back, hopefully get in, and just somehow get into that 3-4 wide train coming from the school. Eight each way from 1, 2 and 11.
And earlier, Ron, Dubbers, he liked Faulkner. He liked 2, 8, 10 and 1. And Mike Fraser went 8 criterion to beat 10, 6 and 2. The full tips there for the WS Cox Plate. The last of the day or night at 20 after 6.
Well, hopefully it's not night, Andrew. We couldn't possibly leave there as late as last night. But the last, we have Gypsy Diamond as $8. Tango's Daughter at 5. You're So Good, 21. Schwa Vito, favourite, $3.20. Reckless Assassin, 10. Ava's Delight at 5. Jesse Bell, 11. Scratchy Bottom, a $14 chance. Let's Be a Star at 81. Precious Gem, 12. Gold to Go at 100s. And Refer is a $21 chance. Best supported runner, Suave Vito, in front of Ava's Delight. Then Scratchy Bottom, good money for it this morning. And Jesse Bell.
And Dean, you like Nigel Blackiston's horse?
Yeah, I think Suave Vito is a great winning chance, Andrew. Things haven't gone her way since her first up win, where she was unlucky that day too, but she got through and won, and I think if the brakes go her way, she's the one to beat. Ava's Delight's ready to win. She's just got to help herself by beginning a little bit better. If she does, she's a great winning chance, but she can be very tardy to begin. 7, Jesse Bell's a very reliable mare. She's a two-time winner here at this track and distance, and Tango's Daughter coming off running against the miles back to mare's grade next best. 4, 6, 7 and 2.
I'll go 4, 6, 8 and 2, Andrew. Number 4, Suave Vito, just gets a lovely run. Not the best of luck last start in a race where there's quite a few ifs and buts about horses. I think she's the one that just stands out to beat. Number 6, Ava's Delight, ready to win. You'll probably see it miss the kick 2 or 3 lengths and just have to pick its way through the field. Number 8, Scratchy Bottom, I thought was good first up. You'd think the Matriarch is its target, so this may be the top-off run, but it'll be very strong late. And fourth pick, number 2, Tango's Daughter, fitter for 2 back, gets up the front and makes its own luck. 4, 6, 8 and 2.
4, 6, 8 and 2 in the last there for Mark. So there are the 9 races on WS Cox Plate Day. What's your best, Dean?
Suave Vito is my best in the last, Andrew. I think she's got a great winning chance and a pretty tough day.
Race 9, number 4, the best there. And for you, Mark?
Yeah, I agree with Dean. Very tough day. I'll go each way precedence in the Cup. Race 5, number 1.
Race 5, number 1. Boys, enjoy the day. Dean, we'll hear from you through the afternoon. It's always a day to remember. The cauldron of Moonee Valley, it just brings a massive roar. And if the cleaner kicks, there will be a roar.
No doubt, Andrew. It's my favourite day to go racing, and I can't wait to get there.
Good luck. Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, Andrew.
And thanks to you, Mark. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Hunter joins us, Racing HQ, Tuesday through Saturday now, with his tips midweek as well on Racing HQ between 9 and 10.30. Glenn, jockey challenges, but I also want to, after that, if you can, a big night of greyhound racing as well in Melbourne tonight for the Sky Racing Top Gun.
Yes, at the Meadows, Andrew, and I know one of our chief men at the races, Trenny Langscale, he'll be leaving Moonee Valley to go straight to the Meadows and assisting as he can on to Sky Racing there with some updates on the Top Gun. But in the Jockeys Challenge today at Rose Hill for Men of League Day out there today, the favourite in the Jockeys Challenge is, as I make it in odds order, Ty England at $3.50, Jason Collett's at $3.80, Blake Shins at $4.20, Glenn Schofield at 7, Tim Clark's at 8, Taylor Marshall's at 11, Winona Costin's at 13, any other jockey a $21 chance. At Moonee Valley for Cox Plate Day, the favourite in the Jockeys Challenge is Damien Oliver, $2.60, Glenn Boss at $4.80, any other jockeys at 5, Zach Purton's at 8, James McDonald's at 10, Dwayne Dunn's 11, Nicholas Hall and Nashra Will are both at 15. Already open Trentham and also Morfordville, but if we want to go through them, Trentham, Ellerslie, Yarra Valley, Rose Hill, Morfordville, Ascot, Darwin, Kembla, the Gold Coast, Moonee Valley and Doomben. Not as many as last week when we had 16,
yep,
but still a healthy number there.
Well, we're back in Grant Buckley at Kembla Grange. That's our big go there today.
Okay, well, Mum's going to Kembla and prepare there for an onslaught, and the punting was after she got the first four in the Caulfield Cup last week with Peter Myers.
Oh, no
need to shelf anyone. But we got Chris Waller's number of wins at Rose Hill today. 2 wins at $2.30, 3 or more wins at $2.50, 1 win only at $3.80, no wins at $26. Blake Shin's number of wins at Rose Hill, Hill. No wins, $2.30. One win at $2.30. Two or more wins at $4. And plenty of other specials throughout the day. Plenty of head-to-head markets on the Cox Plate. But always a massive day, Cox Plate Day. Plenty of opportunities there. Been betting in the trifecta in your New South Wales account. Get two placings in the correct order, not the full trifecta, and you'll qualify for that bonus bet.
You've got to go to traffic. Did you do the Top Gun then?
No, I didn't, Andrew. Geez, you're on the ball. I know you've got to go to the traffic.
We've got to go to the traffic. He's just waiting for us to give us the latest.
Don't miss a beat. But I can tell you on Kingsway, Andrew, here, traffic moving freely.
That's Melbourne.
At the
That's
corner
Melbourne's
of Albert Park there. The Top Gun... where are we here? It'll be currently suspended anyway because waiting for the scratchings to come in.
Right. I'll give it later.
Yeah, I'm just having a little
There's
bit.
There's so many on your computer.
Well, I've got the Hume Cup heats and the Vic Peters semi-finals.
I'll give it later, others, I promise.
But it'll be open by the time you give it. And just in case, Andrew, something does come out because that market will change.
All right, we'll keep an eye on it. Thanks, Glenn. Have a good day at Moonee Valley.
Hopefully, Andrew.
Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. Let's head to the traffic.
The latest on the traffic for Rizzy, Rail Industry Safety Induction.
Want to start working in the rail industry? First get your Rail Industry Safety Induction card. Go to rizzy.com.au and kickstart your career in rail.
Good morning through Conqueror. Crash on the Princes Highway at Regent Street. Now, one northbound lane is closed at the moment. That's the left-hand lane. Heavy traffic in the area as a result. Nearly a truck fire on the M7 at Eastern Creek. Yes, just near the M4. That's all wrapped up too. And also a breakdown at Wilton on Picton Road at Almond Street. On the majors, still moving fairly well. That M5 as you head citybound through to the main tunnel. Likewise, the approaches to the Harbour Bridge and the Harbour Tunnel. All the hilarious How I Met Your Mother complete collection DVD box set is now available to own from Kmart. Own all episodes from the series, plus never before seen content, just $149 at Kmart. I'm Alf Parody. That's traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
Hello.
All right, enough work. We're going to Mexican.
Your next great night could begin somewhere exotic.
Hey, keep this weekend free and pack to the beach.
Your next great weekend could begin with a surprise. Your next great drive? It begins with the Mazda 3 range. Full smartphone integration. The fuel economy of SkyActiv technology. Select models can even sense trouble and brake automatically. All new Mazda 3 hatch or sedan. The next great drive begins at your Mazda dealer or Mazda3.com.au.
Albury Racing Club has more tab racing for you today. Albury's Cox Plate Race Day is a matinee meeting. First race, 10 past 12. There'll be live music in the beer garden and all the feature racing from Moonee Valley. So, see you at Albury today.
Massive week for racing, but an even bigger one for the Punters Show. Boys, there they are, selected four winners last Saturday, including the Caulfield Cup winner at $12, giving a huge 230% return. $20 on each tip, and you would have walked away with more than $200 in your back pocket. They've now won seven of the last 8 weeks. So this morning, go to 1-2-follow.com.au and hit There They Are to get the expert selections for just $10. It's another winning product from 1tofollow.com.au.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by Tab. It's betting season at Tab. Special trifecta offer available on the Cox Plate today. Find out more at your local Tab, tab.com.au or on your mobile.
Don't forget, heading out to Rose Hill today, it's free entrance for Tab Rewards or Tab account card holders. You'll save yourself $20. You can have a bet on that 20 on something at the track. So Tab Reward members and Tab account card holders, free admission today for Man of League Race Day out at Rose Hill. And that fog has well and truly gone out of most suburbs now, and it's going to be a magnificent Sydney day, about 28, 29 degrees. The harbour looking sensational right now. Let's look at Doomben Racing in Brisbane, and Larry Olsen's joining us. Morning, Larry.
Good morning, Andrew. Yes, beautiful day here in Queensland.
Well, it's more than that, Larry. It's you're really hitting a heat wave in southeast Queensland.
Well, it's a little bit warm out there at the moment, but where I am, it's just a beautiful breeze, and it's just a gorgeous day. The trees are out flowering. The silky oaks looks great there.
Oh, hilarious.
Oh, you want to see along the tree line, the river line there. It's
Larry,
beautiful.
Larry, I wish I was there. It's, I know where you're looking out. I'd love to be there if the wind's up. Are the cows mooing?
They've been at the back fence here. They've moved on now, just picking their way around. Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, let's have a look at this program at Doomben on a good three, penetrometer 5.1, and the rail back into the 1 metre position. In race one, you can take out 2, 6, and 7.
Well, frequently, when she looked the part, when she ran at the Gold Coast, She jumped out. She just did everything right. She had a street on. And when you see a two-year-old like that, this filly run like she did, she just, you know, she just knows what it's all about. And I find it very hard to even go past her. She goes up a kilo and a half of that, but, God, she's got a bit on him as far as what she does. And, well, by Sequalo, he's been, what a wonderful stallion he has been to Queensland, and there's no reason why I can't keep going. So, yes, I think it's going to be pretty short, Andrew. Now, there's a couple here that we don't have a lot of, you know, we've got no guide because there's no trials or whatever. But I didn't think this horse of Gillian Heinrich's, Miss Amigo, didn't run a bad race at its last start. It came out a bit tacky, and for that, I think she can probably improve a bit. She's by Sebring out of a Downhill Dancer mare. Put her in for second now. Jerry's Witness, don't know. It's had a trial, but, you know, you sort of, it's out of Fastnet Rock mare by Star Witness. I'll probably leave it to have a look. And even this horse of Liam Birchley's by Turf and Tone, we've got no idea, but you know what Birchley's horses are like, and he usually has them up to the mark, but frequently we've seen, and I think I like what I see. 1, 8, 4, and 3.
1, 8, 4, and 3 in race number one. Race two, Largefield here with the scratching of number one.
I thought this was a pretty fair run the other day. I'm talking about Paragi, and that was his first run back. That was particularly over the 1600. Now, it has been racing over a much longer distance down in Victoria, and I think this is sort of like a pretty fair effort, like it led up that day. I wouldn't be surprised to see it take a little bit of a sit here. So, look, I've gone with it. From the 7, which is Downhill native, he won up at Ipswich. He beat Paragi that day, and then the next start he runs second. He's a horse that's probably going to appreciate getting over ground. He's a bit of a, well, not what you call him, well, a buffet in a way, because he's not real thinking. I think he's the type of horse you've got to wind him up a little bit and show him what he's got to do. But he's a lovely, big, strong horse. So I'll put him in for second. Colour Charge is doing everything right, also in a good camp at Natalie McCall. And for the fourth placing, I've put in Strategic Shadow. It could be around the $30 mark, maybe one for the multiples, 11, 7, 4, 15.
Race number three, the scratching here in the 1200 is number 7.
I like the top eight. I've always had a good opinion of Discreet. Now, the first run back is probably not a bad effort, but when you look at the weights of this, how they come in, with Queen of the Locks, you know, with that boy's allowance, she's certainly going to come in. She just went down the other day, Queen of the Locks, and that was to Elusive Storm. Elusive Storm had the lovely drop back in behind him. And after leading, she was sort of left a little bit vulnerable. I think, you know, she took on all the good races through the Winter Carnival, and there's no reason why she can't. I think if they play around a bit up in front, which they might do, and if they get a couple of cheap sectionals, might make it a little bit tough for those that come back in the field. Elusive Storm got the great run the other day off courtesy of the Barrier One, and she looks superb in the enclosure. And no doubt, she's still coming in very well with the allowance for that boy. So 3 from 2, the top weight, Discreet. You know, what more could I say about her? She had a run the other day behind Elusive Storm, and I thought she got the line good. I sort of wouldn't like to see this develop into a bit of a sprint again, sprint home. Beach Bay, another one with a chance. So interesting. She could put on a little bit of speed. Another one I'm looking at here today is first up is Tikia. I've got a good opinion of her, but I just want to see what she looks like. Race 3 is a very interesting race. I've gone 3, 2, 1 and 6.
3, 2, 1 and 6 in that third race. Race 4 over the 11-10, scratching here is number 8.
Yeah, Labrocks resumes here but after a long break, but I haven't gone there. The one I'm looking at is Kempelli. Now, just drawn a little bit awkwardly, but the third of the Gold Coast, I didn't forget to have something on at night behind Rocket of Glory. And when we look at Rocket of Glory, I think it came out and just put another two together. So, look, I'm giving it a little bit. It's got to carry the full weight, 58 kilos. So we'll go with it. I put in number 10 for second, Ike's Legacy. This one nice down at the Gold Coast. It was over the 900 metres. Now, a little bit different here today when they go up a little bit further up to the 1100. So I think it's probably going to suit it. I put in number 7 for the third placing, pretty famous. Nothing fluky about the win of the Gold Coast. It's had a trial since. Mario Calabiano, he's based here at the Gold Coast now. Horses are going extremely well. This one is anyway. And Vintage Morris, he's resuming. He got a lump of 59, however, you wouldn't... he got good ability. I'll go 3, 7, 10 and 2.
Three there. First leg of the Doomben Quaddy is race 5 for the 3-year-olds. Scratchings are 1, 7, 10 and 12.
Miss Cabergirl, got a good opinion on this one. She comes in very nice with this boy's allowance now. If you look at the handicapping here, I find it a little bit awkward. Like, you know, when you look at the ratings and that and why she's actually given a kilo benefit to other runners in the race, you know. If you look at the ratings and how they should scale them, particularly with fillies or mares, whatever they might be, they get an allowance, you know. But it hasn't worked in this case. It's worked a kilo to her favour, Miss Cavalgirl. I don't know whether they made it blue or not. Anyway, I think she's very smart. Freeze the Millions, Matt Dunn's horse is resuming, but took on all the good ones through the carnival. Number 7, oh, sorry, it's out now.
Yeah.
I missed that one. 4, I put in the 4, Amazade, Desley Forster. She's one that's not very happy about the handicapping of the situation, and I understand the frustrations. 3, 6, 4, I'll put in Kenazaro, 2.
Okay, so 3, 6, 4, and 2.
Just left up the mark there a bit, mate.
That's all right, mate. 3, 6, 4, and 2 in race 5. Race 6 is a benchmark 85. The scratchings here, 8, 10, and 13.
Yeah, got a good chance too. What about me? It was going very well. But I think this horse of John Mars, number 9, is the horse to beat here. I've always had a bit of an opinion of a shot over river. He ran third the other day behind Zemania. I think you'll find that stepping up to this, you know, this distance is probably going to suit him even better now, the 1600. He's had that run over it, and he did run very well in races like the Tats Cup and that. So this is certainly not beyond him. So I've gone there from barrier 3. I'll put in number 4 for the second, is Grayson Square. To be truthful, I do have a little doubt about the distance. He's put two together his last two starts. He's flogged them both times. They haven't forgot to back him. And, you know, he's always been a little bit dubious about this distance.
Right.
Just depends on how the speed goes. Arctic resumed with a good run the other day, put him in third. And then we'll look at Tony Gollan's horse, Bushavia, Aviator for the fourth. 9, 8, 4, 3, 2.
Righto, then.
Sorry, 9, 4, 3, 2.
9, 4, 3, and 2 there. There's about 3 out for our first race of the day at Riccarton. Fine and Good in New Zealand. 13, It Ain't Over the favourite, 4:30 and 2:20. Number 7, Galatoire at 5:40 and 1:80. Race number 7 at Doomben, the scratchings are 1, 5 and 7.
Yeah, I like this mare. Shiraz Attack. She won nice the other day. She's drawn a bit awkwardly, but I suggest she can only slide across here to win. I think she'll take a bit of beating, so we'll go with her. I put in Mashani Stealth. Now, Eden Pentry's back training, and it was a very good win the other day. Put in number 8, Lyric, Greg Hickman. I know you'll probably think this should win again. And Gundy Spirit for the fourth placing, 12, 4, 8, and 11, Andrew.
They're looking at a horse there at Riccarton, number 9. What about the last here, Larry? Give us your tips.
Right. 11, Miss Izu, good odds, right? From the 3, Heroic Action, put in 6, and then the 13. 11, 3, 6, and 13. My specials, Andrew, race 1, horse 1 frequently, and race 5, horse 3, Miss Covergirl.
1, 1, and 5, 3, okay. And the numbers in the last 11 to beat 3, 6, and 13. The scratchings in that last are 8, 9, 10. 15, 16, and 17. We'll see you on Sky Racing World through the day. Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Ed.
Larry Olsen looking at Doomben, the first hour time at 1:42. A good 3 and fine weather there. Now, Riccarton and Race 1, they were looking at a couple of horses, but they're now all in.
To 13, Racing. to a perfect start to begin the day too. Ash from the middle is going to take up an early forward spot. Beginning pretty well outside of them is Decanter, and over next to the rail is Metro Lover. Two lengths to It Ain't Over. Next over on the inside is I'm a Kiwi from Mr. Wiz, and a length and a half to Propitious Galatoire. Then came Carefully from She's Riveting, and a length to Another Cope. Southern Raider is second last, and two lengths away last is Black Paint. Decanter strides away as they gallop by the 1,050. Margin three lengths on Metro Lover. Ashes running third on the other. Two lengths to I'm a Kiwi inside of It Ain't Over, and two lengths to Mr. Wiz around Propitious. They just steady the tempo coming off the back. Wonder Carefully and Galatoire's on the rail. A length and a half, Another Cope. She's Riveting three wide around that galloper. Southern Raiders on the fence, and two lengths away last is Black Paint. The leader is Decanter, margin's half a length. Second on the outside is Ash, and two lengths away third, It Ain't Over. Metro Lover's a neck away fourth, the rail, and one in fifth spot then is Mr. Wiz. Then came I'm a Kiwi. Next is Galatoire, looking to improve but ridden up. Two lengths to Propitious, followed next to turn then by Another Copart at it from Carefully. Decanter joined by Ash. It Ain't Over joins in three up, two lengths away Mr. Wiz. No run Metro Lover from Propitious and Galatoire. Ash Decanter kicking on the rail. It Ain't Over, three up, four up Mr. Wiz. In the middle of the track, new leader now, It Ain't Over. Margin three quarters of a length on Mr. Wiz. Galatoire's come to third. It is over because It Ain't Over's nicely clear. Margin a length and a half on Mr. Wiz and Galatoire, and It Ain't Over won it by about a length and has beaten Mr. Wiz and Galatoire. Propitious fourth, then came Decanter. Next home Metro Lover. Further back was Ash, and then came Another Cope, Black Paint. Further back is I'm a Kiwi, and She's Riveting, and the last couple in Southern Raider, and also Carefully.
Number 13, It Ain't Over, favourite, 450 and 220. Two Mr. Wiz at 510, and seven Galatoire at $1.80. On the first race at Riccarton, fine and a good track there. In a moment, we'll be looking at Morfordville Parks. It's a massive week for racing and an even bigger one for the Punters Show boys. They've been absolutely on fire, as we've been telling you. They backed last week the Caulfield Cup winner, Admire Rakti, at $12. So $20 on each tip would have seen you walk away with more than $200 in front. They've now won 7 of the last 8 weeks. So this morning, go to onetofollow.com.au and hit the area there called There They Are for the expert selections, costing just $10. It's another winning product from onetofollow.com.au.
Eels Racing Syndications, home of Melbourne Cup winner Shocking, offers a close relation to outstanding sprinter Yell, by English Derby winner authorised to be trained by Team Hawks. Visit eelsracing.com.au and race for Group 1 success. Offered by Clanbrook Racing, AFSL 260214.
One of the biggest days of the Spring Racing Carnival is Cox Plate Day at Moonee Valley. It's pretty big at Armidale too. Armidale Jockey Club's Cox Plate Day meeting has great racing and always draws the crowds. Be amongst it all at Armidale today.
Look, there are loads of ways for you to market your business, but why just spread the word when you can use radio to spread the love?
It's a love thing. It's a love thing everyone knows. It's a love thing. It's why I love radio. It's a love thing.
Australians love their favourite radio station. That's why they're listening to this ad right now.
It's a love thing. It's a love thing.
They won't skip it, swipe it, fast forward, or turn it off. No, I said they won't turn it off.
Sorry.
Anyway.
From the news to the blues to the latest.
So discover all the new opportunities on, in and around radio.
It's a love thing.
And get the kind of results only love can bring. Search radio. It's a love thing.
It's a love thing.
For a great deal on a new Mazda, go and see our mates Terry and Jamie at West End Mazda. They're Australia's number one Mazda dealer. Now, as I've been telling you for a couple of weeks, the 2014 plate Mazda 2 Niro Sport is now in final runout, and the price is an unbelievably low $15,990 drive away. It's got airbags, ABS, cruise control, alloy wheels and metallic paint at no extra cost. Now, West End Mazda, a 15 times Mazda Master dealer, they're at 590 Church Street, North Parramatta, and they're at 106 Sunnyhold Road, Blacktown.
TAB brings you Racing HQ Saturday on your sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
It's 4 to 10, Racing HQ Saturday. Time to look at Morfordville Parks in Adelaide, and Peter Ellis is joining us. Morning, Pete.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
How's this program look, mate, in Adelaide?
Yeah, it looks the fancy runners are probably
dominate a lot of the races, but there's some value there, I thought. Earlier races are a bit tricky. We've got three first starters in the first, and of course T-Roll with numerous first starters, so the betting will tell a story there. But yeah, it's a tidy little meeting for this time of the year with naturally all the action at Mooney Valley Cox Plate Day after the Manukau last night.
What a thrilling race it was, Pete.
Yeah, it was like that new market that Rubitano won several years ago, where there's about 8 or 10 across the track. Several hard luck stories in the race, of course. So,
yeah.
And plenty of drama in the steward's room afterwards.
Yeah, no, it was a thrilling event, as we described them, an event there last night. Morfordville Parks, let's have a look at it. Fine and a dead four, penetrometer 5.23. There's no scratchings, Pete, in the first.
Yeah, I'm with one of the first starters, Andrew Otako, one of David Jolly's. There's one, two trials, one in this prep. That was a Strathalbyn. Of course, that stable's got a huge record, huge winning strike rate with horses on debut. So I've gone with Otako. I thought the danger was Cunnamurra Kid. Been off for 8 months, but very good on debut. Hit the line hard behind the Heroes. It's smart. Went third on. That was actually on the park circuit, so same course and distance. Solid Bullet, disappointing in his past two. I think the drop back to 1,000 suits. It did run second on debut on the park's circuit over the 1,000. Just missed there and then run fourth at Morfordville. So on her best form, she's hard to beat. And Guilty is charged. Interesting runner. One of Steve and Theodore's. When they put the money on, they're normally close to the mark. Making the trip from Cranbourne. Only had the one run, was on debut at Cranbourne on a heavy track, so just disregard that, it finished 8 of 9. But interesting race, 6, 7, 10 and 3.
6, 7, 10, 3. Race 2 for the 2-year-olds, as you say. Scratchings are 3, 7 and 8.
Yeah, just for the record, I'll go with Silent Sniper. It was good on debut at a big price there, went third. Caro Carnes, one of Philip Stokes, had the one run. That was in the Lister race at Randwick early in October. Was 8th to Vancouver. This is much easier, of course. Then I'll go I Am Relentless, the first starter from the Kennywell camp. And Maxalicious was okay on debut, went 4th. So, but I think we'll just watch this race. Cup of tea for me. I've gone 10, 1, 4 and 6.
Yeah, keep an eye on the market if you are going to have a bet there in race 2. Race 3, take out 2, 6 and 10.
Yeah, with Surging Wave, it's very well graded. It showed promise earlier in the year, and of course it contested the Australian Derby and the South Australian Derby as well. So 3 runs back from a break. Only beaten 2.5 lengths at Cranbourne last start, went 7th. The second horse in that race, Don DeRemo, won on Wednesday, and Chocomoli almost beat the favourite at Mooney Valley in the last race last night. So that's a good reference for a race like this. Sort of Danger Frost Dodger, been racing well in country New South Wales before going to Morfordville, went 4th to Gridian, who was 3rd at the Valley last night. So that form's also, Frank, not a surprise. He's a real star.